Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they are no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart.
Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place because we're here to help you get those projects done. Whether it is inside or out, upside or down, you find yourself because you don't know what to do first, give us a call. We'd love to help. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, last night at about 11 p.m., somebody came up to my door and knocked. That was kind of freaky, right?
That's weird.
And I gingerly turned the light on, and it's hard to recognize people because everyone's wearing masks. I opened the door a little bit. It turned out it was my neighbor from like 3 or 4 houses down. She got locked out of her house.
But still, and I guess she didn't have a phone. Was she walking the dog or something?
She was getting something out of her car, and the thing was she had one of those locks that has the buttons on it.
Oh, like mine, where we get locked out often?
And yes. The buttons froze, so they wouldn't work.
Weird.
So I head over to her house, and I got my WD-40, and I'm spraying the lockdown, and it wouldn't budge. And so, you know, I was about ready to, you know, try to jimmy the lock. I said, you know what, let me just check the rest of the doors. And sure enough, the patio door was open. So I got her in. But, you know, it got me thinking that...
It got you thinking that clearly your neighbor has an issue with the doors.
Well, I'm sure she's not alone either.
No, I know.
You know, it's a nice, convenient thing to have because, you know, people use the code to get in. But, you know, one of the things that we've done is we have a lock box. I think it's made by Master Lock. It's like a steel box that's really, really strong. And you could put that somewhere outside your house. It's got its own combination. You can keep a spare key in there. So there are other ways to kind of prevent this sort of thing from happening to you. But I just thought, boy, that's kind of a weird situation, but I bet it happens to a lot of people, and I ought to mention it. Hey, if you've had something like that or something similar happen and you've got a solution, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you today. First up, snap, crackle, and pop. Now, that's a sound that sounds good when it comes from your breakfast cereal, right? But when it comes from your water heater, maybe not so much. We're going to dive into the causes of noisy heating systems and banging pipes or toilets that flush mysteriously all by themselves.
And if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. But that's not always the case. We're going to explain how to offset the odor and hopefully get rid of it altogether.
And if your vintage home has some, well, maybe vintage wallpaper that's starting to peel apart, we're going to have some tips on easy fixes to help you preserve the past.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get started. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are. And you can also post your questions at MoneyPit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Daniel in Washington is in love with his older home's windows, but needs some help working on them. What can we do for you?
I want to know how I can remove them without destroying them or having to cut off the weights and letting them fall in the wall, as I was told that's what I have to do.
Well, why do you want to preserve the weights, Dan?
Well, my biggest fear is they're upstairs windows, and I don't want them to cause any damage when I cut them loose, and I just want to pull them out intact, I guess, for seeing what exactly they are. They're being used for weights.
Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about that. How old is your house, Dan?
It was built in 1900.
Okay. So the weights themselves are these sort of round tubular pieces of solid cast metal, and I wouldn't worry about letting them drop. They're only going to drop to sort of the bottom of the wall cavity. They're not really going to do any damage. They'll drop down a couple of feet and stop. But what you do is cut those cords or disconnect the chains, let the weights drop, pull out the pulleys, take out the upper and the lower sash, and then you insert the replacement window into the rest of the wood sort of old window frame that's left. That's the smart move because it's very easy to do. You don't have to tear up any siding or anything like that. You basically just take apart the operable sashes and slip the new replacement windows inside, which you can do because all replacement windows are basically built to fit. That's the way the technology is designed to work. You know, if you put in an order for replacement windows, they put all the numbers into a computer, and it spits out the window at the other end of the assembly line, and you just slip them in, and you're done. It's a very easy installation. You need to be really careful on the measuring, though, and I would have the company that you're buying the windows from do the measuring to make sure you get it right. But not to worry about the weights. Not a big deal.
And it's funny you mentioned that. He actually did come out and look at them, and he told me that he wouldn't be able to give me the measurements to get the windows myself because when they order them, the guys that install them have to do any work that's needed to make them fit properly because he just takes a rough measurement.
Hmm.
So was he just giving you an estimate? Was he there to measure for an estimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense. Plus, I got to tell you, every company does a little bit different. So if you buy it from manufacturer A, they may measure one way, and manufacturer B might measure it slightly differently. So whoever you buy these from, they have to do the exact measurements. He may have just been measuring so he knows how to price, you know, the order, but it may have to be measured again before you actually do the order.
Plus, they're, you know, the numbers are really guarded. He might be thinking that if he gives you the exact measurements, you're going to turn around and go to another company or order them yourself and try to do it yourself.
Which you really couldn't do because what if he has the numbers wrong? You'll end up paying for windows that don't fit.
So if we already did, I measured the frame on the windows, not the window itself, and we did just put the order in. So I could be in trouble here.
Are you going to put them in yourself?
Yeah, because it's... half the cost of the windows was the labor to put them in.
Well, how did you know how to measure them? Did you get advice from who you bought the windows from?
Yeah, he told me to measure the frame, not the window, not the part of the window that moves, but he said the frame itself.
Right.
And he said that's the numbers that they would use if they sent somebody out. And then he offered, because it was free, and went to send somebody out. And when the guy showed up, he did the kind of, you know, whoa, hold on, I just kind of give them rough numbers and they do what they need to make them fit from there.
What I would do if I was normally ordering windows is I would get the advice on how exactly they need to be ordered. I would take the measurements and order them to fit. You know, if that's what you did and you followed their instructions, you should be okay. But the thing is, if you got it wrong, you're going to get a window that doesn't fit and you're going to have a problem. But as long as you follow their instructions, then you should be okay.
All right. It just kind of made me worry when the guy that showed up here gave me a different story than the guy down at the store.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, they're all experts. They all have their way.
And clearly they're not talking to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, like I said, that was the part that scared me and why I wanted to get some advice on this.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And in Georgia, you are on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my house was built back in the 60s, and I know now when they put up drywall, they use drywall screws.
Yep.
But back then, they used a hammer.
Yep,
and I've got these dings on the walls and on the ceiling, and I've tried to put you know, spackle over the top of them and scrape it off and sand it and paint it, and there they are. They come right back again. Is there anything I can do to sort of cover it, or do I have to take down all the drywall?
No. Are you sure it's a hammer ding and not a nail pop? Does it seem like it's raised, or does it seem like it's recessed?
They're recessed.
Okay, so the solution here is spackling, but it's not just a one-shot thing. What you want to do is put multiple coats of spackle on, and so you start, and you can go out to a home center or a hardware store, and you can buy plastic spackle knives that are basically disposable. So you start out with one that's about 2 inches, then you go to one that's about 4 or 5 inches, then you go with one that's like 6 or 8 inches wide, and if you put on 3 layers like that, you'll fill it in, it'll be absolutely flat. But you can't just stop there. If you're going to start doing this around the house, you're going to have to repaint all of those surfaces, and you should prime them first, because if not, you're going to get different absorption between the areas that were newly spackled and the old ones, and that will result in sort of like a weird kind of glazing or sort of shade difference with the way the paint kind of takes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, if you have one that looks like it's cracked, what Leslie was talking about were called nail pops.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, that's much more likely than the dents you're describing, unless you just happen to have a really over-aggressive guy with a hammer that put that thing together back in the 60s.
Those dents are haunting you 50 years later.
Yeah. The nail pops, you could put another nail next to the one that sort of stuck out and drive it in, and that the second nail will hold in the first nail. But remember, it's really key that you sand, prime, and paint to make this all go away. And lastly, the type of paint you use is critical. Make sure you use flat paint. Do not use anything with a sheen, because when you put something with a sheen on a wall, any defect in the wall becomes magnified when the light hits it.
Well, that's great advice.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. We are standing by 24/7 to lend you a hand with pretty much whatever you're working on at your house or thinking about working on, or maybe you see your neighbor doing and you're like, what's that? Do I need to do that? We're here, guys. We've heard it all, and we're ready to answer.
888-666-3974. Up next, is your house making some weird noises? Are you afraid it might be signaling a problem waiting to happen? We're going to share some sound solutions for your banging pipes and your banging ducts and your creaky floors and all of that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit. Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects, delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab.
QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair? Maybe you're starting a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Billy in Texas is on the line with some deck building questions. What can we do for you today?
My question is, what wood should I build it out of to last longer? Redwood, the treated timber. I don't know, I've had buddies tell me I needed to go with the Louisiana wood.
Your options are treated wood, a decay or disease-resistant wood like redwood or cedar, or composite. You wouldn't use untreated wood because it would rot quickly. But, I mean, here's the thing. If you like real natural-looking wood, then there's no reason not to use treated wood. If you want to step it up a little bit, you could use redwood or cedar. It's going to be an expensive upgrade. But no matter what kind of wood you use, you will have to treat it. Because even if you use redwood or cedar, if you don't put a seal or a stain on there, it's going to fade because of the sun, and it's going to splinter and break down and crack. So if you're going to go with wood, you're going to have to use a solid color stain on there to make sure it's preserved. Now, the other option, which you didn't mention, is composite. And if you go with composite decking, then there's really almost no maintenance that you have to do to it. Sometimes it gets a little dirty, has to be scrubbed, but it doesn't crack, it doesn't check, it doesn't twist. It's always comfortable under bare feet. It's going to be a little more expensive, but when you add up the cost of the wood and the maintenance and the stain and all of that.
Well, and the physical cost of actually doing the maintenance.
That's right. Maybe not so much. So those would be the pros and cons of going with wood versus composite. But if you want something that's not going to have a lot of maintenance headaches and it's going to last a long time, I would definitely go with composite.
Well, all homes have a personality in terms of the noises that they make. I mean, certainly there are some strange noises that come from all different corners of the house, and sometimes they're just seasonal changes. Maybe it's the heating and cooling system kicking on and off, and just life in general. You know, there's a lot going on that we usually don't think about, but sometimes those sounds can be a predictor of a potential problem.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, if your water heater is making a gurgling sound, it's usually caused by rust or sediment or mineral buildup in the tank. And while that's not a major problem by itself, it's more common in older water heaters because they're more prone to rust and that buildup. So you really ought to be checking the age.
Now, the average life of a water heater is about 10 years old. So to figure out how old your unit is, take a look at the serial number. It's going to be listed on that data plate right on the unit itself. In most cases, the first two digits are the year the heater was manufactured. Now, checking that out, if it seems to be getting close to 10 years, it'll be less expensive to replace the unit before you need to pay a plumber overtime to replace it in the middle of the night when you've got no hot water and a big mess on your hands.
Definitely. Now, if your toilet flushes on its own, it usually means the flush valve, which is that rubber flapper thing in the bottom of the tank, is leaking. What happens is it lets water out into the bowl, and then when the tank gets low enough, the fill valve kicks in and refills the tank, and that's what results in that sort of mysterious flush. Now, if you want to confirm that the flush valve is actually the thing that's leaking, here's a little trick of the trade. You can open the top of the tank and pour a few drops of food coloring in the tank. Close it, and wait about 15 minutes or more, and if you see that food color show up in the bowl itself, the only way it's getting there is around a bad flapper. That means it's leaking and it needs to be replaced. Now, if that's the case, you'll need to drain the tank for the project, so I would suggest you replace both the fill and the flush valves at the same time. It's a very basic plumbing project, and parts won't cost more than about $15 or $20.
Yeah, it's a super confidence builder when it comes to a plumbing project, because you can definitely do it and you'll be so proud that you've accomplished it. Now, let's talk about how to quiet down those noisy pipes. Now, banging pipes are usually caused by a water hammer, which is essentially what happens when water is running through the pipes and then it suddenly stops when you close the valve. Now, if the pipes are loose, the momentum of that water is going to cause those pipes to shake, resulting in what is commonly called a water hammer. Now, there are two solutions. First of all, you've got to secure any loose pipes that you can easily access. And secondly, if that banging is really bad, you could have a plumber come in and install a water hammer arrestor, which does pretty much what it says. It's a shock absorber for your plumbing, and it helps it to stop making that sound altogether.
Yeah, and water hammer rarely causes pipes to leak, but it doesn't mean you need to put up with it, especially if the fix is as simple as securing those loose pipes.
Karen in Kansas has taken on a tiling project. How can we help you with that?
Yes, we were wondering the difference between the snapstone. What's the pros and cons of that and the traditional?
Well, I mean, the snapstone is an easy installation. It's really aimed at DIYers, and it makes it a lot easier to put it together. I mean, you don't have to align them because you'll get, like, sort of perfect quarter-inch
or so. They're, like, gridded out already.
Yeah, you get, like, perfect grout lines with it. You can actually physically take them apart and reuse them if you want, but it's just a lot easier for a DIYer to install them. Are you going to do this yourself?
Yes, we were going to try starting in our bathroom and see how it looked, and if it worked, if we could do it right, then we were going to continue on into the kitchen and dining room.
Well, what you're probably going to need to do is rent a wet saw, because cutting the tile is what separates the pros from the DIYers. You know, if you don't have the right tools, it's really easy. If you don't, it's just not, and tiling is very unforgiving. But if it's a small area, a small project, and you've never done tile before, I think, you know, going with the snapstone is probably a good first attempt. It'll be probably more forgiving than if you did it with regular tile.
Cost-wise, I mean, how long would it last compared to the other, do you think?
I think it should last the same time, which is pretty much indefinitely.
Really?
I mean, the only downside I can see is that you've only got 11 tile choices, so you got to like what they've got. Whereas if you're installing tile in a traditional sense, you know, sky's the limit as far as tile choice, layout, pattern, design, everything. You know, so if you're okay with something, you know, in their color palette, which seems like a good run, you know, it looks like there could be something for your job, you know, then I say do it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair, a decor question, a home improvement question, whatever it is. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be sure is fresh every time we're reaching for it, it's our water. Now, if your water smells less than fresh, we're going to explain how you can offset that odor when the Money Pit returns.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good
renovated homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for home improvements and repairs? Well, we get it, and we can help.
Call in your home improvement question now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Robert in Oregon's on the line and is having an issue with some plaster walls at his home. How can we help you?
Well, I was finishing a room in my bedroom, and after applying the plaster, some of the plaster was coming off after I painted it. But originally, I did the living room, which was my first job, and I mixed it a bunch of the plaster, imperial plaster, and, of course, I mixed too much, and it got hard, you know. So I learned not to mix so much because you can only use so much during a certain time, you know, before it sets up. So anyway, in the next room, I, you know, drywalled it, finished it, and then I used a product called Plaster Weld, which is supposed to be a primer for the plaster.
Right. Plaster Weld is a bonding agent.
Right.
And you use this on top of drywall, is that correct?
Yes.
Was it new drywall?
Yeah, new drywall.
Okay.
But I primed the walls first.
Okay.
And then put the plaster weld over that.
Okay.
And then mixed up my plaster, it was imperial plaster, and applied it, and finished it all up and troweled it to the, you know, the texture I wanted. And then we went back, my wife and I, and touched up a few spots, and then let it dry overnight. Then we put a primer on it, and while putting the primer on it, some of the plaster was coming off.
First of all, I would not have primed the drywall.
Uh-huh.
I don't really see a reason to do that. I mean, you prime the drywall to control adhesion and to stop the absorption, I should say, of the new paint, the top coat of paint, and to get an even sheen. But you weren't really concerned about sheen because you intended to do a plaster coat. You were basically building what's called plaster lath. This is the way homes were done in the 50s, where you have a drywall base, and then you put a plaster coat on top of that. The bonding agent was the right thing to do, but that should have gone directly onto the drywall. Now you put the drywall on, then you put a primer over that, and then you put the bonding agent on top of that. So now you have to get the bonding agent to stick to the primer. And that's a little more difficult than getting it to stick to the raw drywall. So I think you've got a situation now where you're going to have this problem potentially repeating itself. So I hate to tell you this, but what I might do is put another layer of drywall over this, real thin layer, and start again. You don't have to use half inch. You could use quarter inch just to skim it,
mm-hmm.
and then put the plaster over that.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. Now, if your water smells more like rotten eggs, there might be a simple solution. First of all, let's first talk about what that smell is. Now, when you smell that rotten egg smell, it's sulfur, and it tends to rear its stinky head most often in houses that are located on a ground water supply. And it happens because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a naturally occurring gas, and that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed into the water and then comes into the house. It's not dangerous. It's not harmful to your health. It's just smells yucky and it's annoying.
Yeah. So now that we know, let's talk about how to treat it. If the smell seems to be coming from both hot and cold water, then you need to call your well contractor. They're going to install a filter that minimizes the sulfur that reaches your house. But if that smelly water is only coming from the hot side, what you need to do is to replace the sacrificial anode rod inside your hot water heater. Now, sacrificial anodes are made of magnesium, and that is what the hydrogen sulfide attacks, releasing that rotten egg smell and eating away at the rod at the same time.
Yep, and that's why they're called sacrificial.
That's right. They are laying down their lives for fresh-smelling water. So when you replace that old magnesium rod, yeah, you want to buy one, though, that is an aluminum sacrificial anode rod. These are more resistant to that hydrogen sulfite, and it's going to get the job done without risk of so much sulfur sticking to them and then ultimately being released back into your home and making your water smell stinky. Those rods, they're pretty affordable. They're about $30, and you can find them at any plumbing supply location.
Now we've got Lou from North Carolina on the line who's dealing with a water pressure issue. How can we help you today?
I don't have any water pressure in my house, and I wonder how to make the water pressure higher.
Now, has this always been a problem, or is it a recent problem?
I think it's always been a problem.
Yeah. How old is your house, Lou?
43 years old.
Is it a well water system or is it a city water system?
I don't know.
Do you pay a water bill?
Yeah.
All right, so it's city water then if you're paying a water bill. So then what I would do is this. I would start by having the water pressures checked at the street and find out what the water pressure is coming into your house. It needs to be between about 50 and 80 pounds or so to give you decent water pressure. If there's good water pressure at the street, then we have to go inside and start to figure out where it's being restricted. It could be by the pipe, it could be by the water valve, or it could be by fixtures. But if it's evenly poor across the entire house, it's more likely to be somewhere near the main water valve. It could be partially closed, it could be obstructed with mineral deposits. But I would start by contacting the water company and tell them that the water pressure in your house is not acceptable, and then have them test the water pressure at the main for where it comes into your house and see what's going on. It could be that there's a problem at the main that they could fix right there without even having to come in your house. Okay, Lou?
Okay, I'll contact them.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you've got a home repair or home improvement question, give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you know what steps to take when your wallpaper begins to peel? We're going to walk you through it when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, did you know that the Money Pit has a podcast? And did you know that it's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time?
Well, we do, and we have. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jim in Arkansas is on the line with a chimney question. How can we help you today?
Well, the reason I called is because I have an issue with my fireplace. It's just a regular wood burner. It doesn't have an insert in it. And I want to seal the chimney for health and energy loss reasons. You know, I was thinking about putting a steel plate on the top, because here in the Ozarks, whenever we get bad weather and that wind is howling, it sounds like a freight train coming through my fireplace, and I have quite a bit of a draft. And the damper, you know, just does not hold, you know, securely enough, so I don't get that air through there. I was wondering, can you give me some advice as to who to contact, if it's feasible to do something like this? Is safety a concern?
It's certainly feasible to do this project. It's sort of the kind of project that you got to be a bit creative with, because what you're going to want to do is try to form some sort of weather-tight shield across the top of the flue. I would tell you that whatever you do to this, make it removable, because chances are if you sell this house at some point in the future, you know, somebody might find it really attractive to have a fireplace there in the Ozarks and want to, you know, reactivate this chimney, so to speak. So however you seal it across the top, you got to find an easy way to do that. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that there's a damper that fits in the top of a chimney liner, and it's sort of like a weighted heavy metal door. And the way it's activated is that there's a stainless steel cable that goes down through the middle of the chimney, and it's hooked onto the side of the fireplace. And when you release the cable, the door flops open. So that would be a way to put a device up there that's really designed for a flue and will serve the dual purpose of sealing off the draft from the top.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for giving me the time, and I love your show. Listen to it 2 hours every Sunday morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to hear. We appreciate it.
Well, if your home has vintage wallpaper that you've been enjoying for many, many years, but now it's got seams that are peeling or paper that's bubbling, you might be able to preserve it, and here's how. Now, both pre-pasted and traditional wallpaper might begin to peel in the places where the two strips meet. With the pre-pasted paper, the adhesive might not have been fully applied during the manufacturing process, and seams also become loose if too much paste was squeezed out of that seam during the installation. You know, when you're sort of like squeegeeing that wallpaper flat and going back and forth with the brush one, it kind of like comes out of the seams, and sometimes you just push out too much, which is also bad. Well, regardless of how this has happened, you can start the repair process by gently pulling back that wallpaper to where it's kind of still fully adhered to the wall. And then using a small artist paintbrush and wallpaper seam adhesive, you want to spread the adhesive onto the wall under the seam. Next, you're going to smooth the wallpaper back down over that adhesive and use a small wooden seam roller to flatten it completely, and then a damp cloth or sponge to wipe up any sort of leftover adhesive that might have squeezed out onto the paper. And that's important, too, because you don't want it to stain the paper, but don't wipe away too much. It's a delicate balance, but you'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, you think you're doing a good job by, like, rolling that seam really hard, but then you're pushing out the paste at the same time. Now, if you're seeing bubbles in the paper, that's a different situation. Those are most likely caused by trapped air that wasn't fully purged and smoothed away from under that wallpaper when it was first put up. So before you attempt the fix, just double check. You want to feel that bubbled area with your finger to make sure that it's like soft, indicating there's like air underneath. And you want to make sure that there's nothing trapped underneath. Sometimes you'll get like a nail pop that will push out, and that's just more wall, and you can't do anything about that. But once you confirm it's just air, then fill a small adhesive syringe with wallpaper adhesive. Insert the tip of the syringe through the paper. You might need to take like an X-Acto knife and make me a little tiny slit in it, and then inject some of that adhesive right under that bubble. And once you're done, smooth that paper down again with a seam roller, followed up with a damp cloth or sponge to get rid of any of the extra adhesive, and you probably will have bought yourself a few more years of enjoying that beautiful wallpaper.
Now we've got Nicole in Illinois on the line who needs to fix a crack in a wall. And you're saying it's from an earthquake? When did you have an earthquake in Illinois?
It was just a really small earthquake. We get them just randomly, about one or two a year.
Wow.
Because we're right on, there's some fault that's down south of us.
And now that fault has worked its way up into your wall. So what does it look like? How big of a crack is this that we need to fix?
It's about an 18-inch crack, and then that's going down from the ceiling, and then it goes diagonally up the wall and then hits the ceiling and then just moves horizontally on the ceiling for a couple of inches.
So it's 18 inches long altogether?
Yeah.
How old is the house?
It's not very old, like 99.
Okay, so it's a drywall crack then?
Yes.
Many people will simply spackle that, but the problem is that if you spackle that crack, the wall is now always going to move. And the walls always do move, but now that the wall has a crack, the two sides of that are going to move at different rates, and so the crack will reform. The way you stop that from happening is by taping over that crack with drywall tape and then spackling it. Now, taping with paper drywall tape can be a bit tricky, so there's a product out that's a perforated drywall tape that looks like a netting. It's like a sticky back netting, and that type of perforated tape is the best one to use, because you put the tape on first, and then you spackle over it. You want to do two or three coats, starting with smaller coats and then working wider as you go. And remember, the thinner the coat, the better. I'd rather you put on more coats than put on too much spackle, which too many people tend to do. Then it kind of gets all gooped up and piled up on your wall, and you'll see it forever. So thin coats, two or three thin coats, and that should do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you're working on, and we'd love to give you a hand. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you get stuck trying to pick the best paint colors for a painting project? Well, we're going to share some tips to help you get over the hump after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects or solve your DIY dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, Cheryl from Rhode Island posted her question on MoneyPit.com. Now, she writes, my den has a vaulted ceiling with exposed styrofoam beams. They're painted black. The ceiling is white. The walls are yellow. I'd like to paint the styrofoam beams. What color do you suggest? I mean,
black, white, and yellow. It's a good place to start.
I think people just get so sort of stalled and confused when it comes time to pick out a paint color, whether it's for a wall, an accent color, whatever it might be. There's, you know, there's endless choices. So I think that's where people really get tripped up. Now, your beams are foam. Painting them in a solid color is kind of, you know, you're missing an opportunity to make them feel like the material that they're representing. And faux bois, or fake wood, as it comes to translate to, is not a terribly difficult technique to kind of master and get really good at in a short amount of time. There's tools for it that sort of get dragged through that make that wood grain. There's one that looks more like a rolling pattern that sort of seems to have more of, I would call it like a fingerprint that feels more like a wood grain. But there's others that have like a triangle with three different widths of like triangle teeth on each side that you kind of drag through and mimic the graining of the wood. So I would start with, you know, one tone of brown as your base paint. Let that dry and then go in with either a tone lighter or a tone darker, depending on what type of wood you're trying to duplicate, and just make it look like it's real wood and go in like a brown tone that you like.
Yeah, sometimes you can use the really heavy cheesecloth to drag it through the finish when it's wet, and that sometimes makes it look like the grain is like standing up on the wood too. So there's lots of tricks and tips and techniques like that, and you can really make it look like wood.
Yeah, and it's a fun project to do.
All right, Alan in Pennsylvania is seeing some ice inside his windows. He says that my replacement windows are about 10 years old. I notice they freeze or frost up about a half inch on the bottom of the top window. Every year it gets a little bigger. Is there a moisture problem or a window problem or no problem at all? Well, Alan, I think what you're seeing is condensation that has gotten into that window because the pane, the seal between the panes has leaked, as they do over the years. And, you know, in the warmer weather, you may not be seeing much of it in terms of the humidity or water droplets, but in the winter, apparently you're seeing a lot more, and that's what's freezing. I mean, the good news is your windows are a little less efficient, but they're not hugely inefficient. It might be indication of a time to think about replacing them, but that's what's causing them, and the only fix here is to get new windows.
And you know what, Alan, I know replacing windows can tend to be an expensive project, but sort of tackle this in stages. That's totally acceptable. Think about, you know, doing one side of the house first, which side is in the most disrepair or giving you the hardest time. Start with that side, do that, wait a little while, do the next one. It's not something you have to sort of go all in. You're not going to save a tremendous amount of money by getting everything at once. So do what you can within your budget, and it'll really work out well for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're mostly concerned about heating bills, then do the north side and the east side first. If you are more concerned about saving on air conditioning bills, then do the south side and the west side. Totally up to you. It's a pretty straightforward, easy project these days. You know, they're called replacement windows, but actually all those windows are custom made by default, and you're going to find that they're much more efficient than the ones that you have right now.
Just measure carefully, and if you don't think you can, get someone to do it for you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have questions about projects you'd like to get done around your house, remember you can reach out to us in a couple of ways, either by calling us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, posting your question at moneypit.com, or posting your question at facebook.com/themoneypit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says Senate approval of a COVID-19 relief bill will provide economic and health care assistance to deal with the pandemic.
Speaking from the White House after the party line vote, the president reminded Americans that he had promised help was on the way when he took office.
I can say we've taken one more giant step forward in delivering on that promise that help is on the way.
The $1.9 trillion package includes money for direct stimulus payments, unemployment benefits, and COVID vaccines and testing. Republicans opposed the bill, arguing it was packed with pork barrel spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Government is ready to open two new mass vaccination sites, one in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Atlanta Falcons, and the other one at Wolstein Center in Cleveland, Ohio. They'll have the capacity to provide 60,000 COVID shots per day. A federal judge delivers a blow to the effort to get the federal government to recognize the Equal Rights Amendment.
Federal District Judge Rudolph Contreras on Friday evening dismissed a lawsuit brought by the Attorneys General of Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois to recognize Virginia's Equal Rights Amendment ratification vote last year as the 38th state to do so, forcing the federal government to add the ERA to the Constitution. Contreras ruled that the vote came well after a 1982 deadline set by Congress. The attorneys general argued in their suit that the deadline was not binding. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says he is considering an appeal. He's called on the Biden administration as well as members of Congress to work to finalize the ratification of the ERA. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extending the mask mandate until April 9th, and state health officials are recommending people keep wearing masks in public after it expires. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
South Korea's central bank says the country's economy shrank for the first time in 22 years in 2020. This says the coronavirus pandemic destroyed service industry jobs and depressed consumer spending.
Preliminary data released by the Bank of Korea shows the country's gross domestic product last year contracted 1% from 2019. It marked the first annual contraction for the country's economy since 1998, when it was in the midst of a crippling financial crisis. The economy would have been even worse if not for the country's leading technology exports, which saw increased demand driven by personal computers and servers as the pandemic forced millions around the world to work at home.
Jeremy House reporting. Regulators in the UK and four other countries plan to fast-track the development of modified COVID-19 vaccines to ensure drug makers are able to move swiftly in targeting emergent variants of the disease. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. These days, Dr. Seuss books are more popular than ever.
Copies of the beloved children's author's most popular books were virtually flying out of Amazon and Barnes & Noble's warehouses, with his works making up 9 out of the top 10 bestsellers on both companies' lists. All this amid the controversy over a small selection of titles from Dr. Seuss that will no longer be sold because they were deemed to have insensitive and racist imagery. Meanwhile, used copies of the now out-of-print books were being priced by independent sellers on Amazon for hundreds of dollars. One listing was offering 4 of the books for $2,000. Patrick Frost reporting.
The national debt's somewhere around $22.8 trillion, but the Congressional Budget Office estimates persistent budget deficits will cause the debt to double in size over the next 30 years, and that's not including the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package passed by the Senate this afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done to create your best home ever. How can we help? What do you need? Where are you stuck? Give us a call. We'd love to chat. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, are you ready for a new washing machine? Well, if you are, you're going to find out very quickly that there are dozens, I mean dozens of features now that are available. And it becomes a really confusing process to know what is the best feature set for you, because the more features, the more money you're going to pay. We're going to get into that and give you some really clear advice on what you should be looking for and what you might just want to skip.
And for 55 years, ShopVac has been helping Americans with cleanups that household vacs could never hope to handle. Now this iconic brand has a new owner and some very exciting plans for the future. We're going to hear from the new CEO.
And hey, guys, did you know that the average American receives a tax refund of about $2,800? We figured there's a lot of projects that you can get done with that kind of money. So what do? We're going to start a new series called the Tax Refund Project.
I love it. Now, this series is presented by Hart Tools, which you'll find exclusively at Walmart. And our first topic is kitchen renos. We're going to share five simple updates that can make a big impact and get done for less than the average tax refund.
But most importantly, we are here for you. We know that taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and some heart-stopping fear. But we promise to help you plan, help you save some money, and spare you from snafus. So if you'd like to participate, you can do that by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting them on MoneyPit.com. Because that's kind of where we're different. We really are experts in this space. We've been doing this a long time, and way before we decided to talk about it on the radio, we love helping you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Cindy in Michigan on the line who wants to talk about reducing energy costs. How can we help you?
Is there a way to lower your electric bills by generating your own electricity? I've heard of solar panels and windmills, and seems like they cost a lot of money to get them going, and I'm wondering, is it actually feasible financially to do something like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the most effective way to cut those energy costs, and especially if we're talking about heating and cooling energy, is to improve the energy efficiency of your home. And the single most important way or easiest way to do that is by improving insulation. It's amazing how many people simply don't have enough insulation. In a state like Michigan, you're certainly going to want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation in your attic. Now, as to your question about generating your own power, there are some programs that are run by state governments and by utility suppliers that include different sorts of rebates and different sorts of purchase, I don't want to say schemes, but sort of plans for getting that equipment to your house. So, for example, in my part of the country, they have offers where you don't actually pay for the initial installation. There, you partner with an energy company that does the installation of solar panels, and then as it generates energy, you get to keep some of that, and some of that goes back to the utility company, and eventually it pays off the cost of that installation. So I would investigate solar programs in your area and rebates that might be available. Start with the utility companies and go from there, because if there's a favorable program, that's the only way it makes them cost effective. You are correct in that a lot of these things are very expensive and don't make a lot of economic sense. But if there's rebate money available either locally at the state level or federally, it does make sense.
Okay, so you would just call your energy company then?
I would start there with your utility company or simply do some research online for rebates that are available in your area. Okay, Cindy?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Robert in North Carolina is on the line and is dealing with a dryer that, guess what, just is not drying. That's the worst. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a dryer. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And here lately, for about the past 6 or 8 months, it's taken sometimes 3 cycles to dry, like a medium to large size load of clothes.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Yeah, and the heating element was placed maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. We just don't know what's going on with it.
Do you get good airflow when the dryer runs where it's pushing warm air out the exhaust duct?
Yeah, I went up to the roof one time when it was running, and it was coming out of there fairly decent, and the air was warm.
You know, you just may have uncovered one problem. When you take a dryer vent and you push it up against gravity, and so it's driving all the way up to the roof from, I presume, the second floor, you know, dryers not really designed to do that. And I know that a lot of times folks install them that way, but trying to force that hot air to go up all of that distance to the roof can sometimes be problematic. Look, if your dryer's not heating properly, there's only a few things that could be causing that. One is the heating element. So let's presume that this is working correctly, although it certainly sounds like it's not. There could be multiple heating elements, and one could be burned out. This is the reason you feel some warm air. The next thing is the duct work. And you want to make sure that that's clean, not only the external ductwork, but even internally. Sometimes if you get something stuck in the internal ductwork in the dryer, that can block some of the airflow itself.
Okay.
And the other thing that can happen is sometimes it can overheat and then cycle. So if it's overheating, what will happen is it will get really hot, and then it will overheat, and the heating element will go off. And then it will cool down, and then it will come on again. It will get really hot, and it will go off. And that kind of cycling of a thermostat can be a problem as well. I mean, at this point, it sounds to me like you've done almost everything that you can do on your own. You might want to either replace it or get it serviced. How old is the dryer?
Probably no more than 6 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, 6 to 8 years is not a terribly short period of time for a dryer. So it you might want to think about replacing it or getting a pro to fix it, because I think it's probably one of those three things that's causing the issue.
Yeah. And another thing, it's got about between 20 and 25 feet of it has the corrugated duct. We were thinking about changing that to the smooth stovepipe kind of duct. Would that help also?
Where's this 20, 25 feet? You mean from the discharge port all the way up to the attic where it discharges?
Yes.
And that's a long way, and certainly a solid metal duct is going to be better. Can you go up into the attic and then go sort of across the attic floor and down towards a soffit and install a vent right there?
It's possible. It's just a single-story house, so I'm sure I could do that. But the laundry room is in the middle of the house.
I got to tell you, even if you had that venting perfectly, running this thing for three loads to dry one load of clothes sounds like it's something else and not necessarily totally venting.
Okay, yeah, we were thinking about just don't think it's worth it to call somebody out there to fix it. We found a fairly decent dryer. Yep. We know somebody that runs a child care center and uses the one we're thinking about getting, and they run it 5-6 times a day, and they've had theirs for 3 years.
I think that makes sense. I mean, unfortunately, these products today are almost disposable because the cost of repair is so high. I will give you one other suggestion. There's a website called RepairClinic.com that's pretty good at helping you identify problems with appliances and then selling you the parts you need to fix it. So you may want to take a look at that. They have a little tool there where you can put in your model number, and it'll walk you through the scenarios. And who knows, it might be a common problem with that particular model. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, still to come, are you looking to shop for a good bargain on a new washing machine? Well, here's one piece of advice. Don't scrimp too much. We're going to tell you why spending more now is going to save you some money later next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double face tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option. And the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant. Okay, so the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you're in the market for a new washing machine today, you're going to be presented with dozens of possible features. And as more features are added to the machines, the price goes up. So,
cha-ching!
Yeah. So to help you narrow those options, Consumer Reports recommends that you choose high-performing washers that fit your budget and then consider features that add convenience or some that save time.
Yeah. Now, based on their tests, these 4 are making the most sense. First of all, automatic dispensers. I mean, this feature is designed to dispense detergent, bleach, fabric softener, whatever you like to use at the right time and the right amounts. And today, some of the washing machines can actually hold several months' worth of detergent, so that's a big time saver. Another is automatic temperature control. Rather than simply mixing hot and cold water in preset proportions, auto temperature control adjusts the water to the optimal temperature for whatever setting you've selected.
Now, the next one they recommend is the extra rinse cycle. I thought this was really interesting because all types of washing machines use a lot less water than they used to, and most new washers have an extra rinse cycle. And it can really help you if your skin is sensitive to detergent residue, because if you think
think about it, since you're using less water, you're not getting as much of a rinse, right? So this gives you the extra rinse, and it also helps wash away pet hair and other stubborn messes. And finally, stainless steel tubs, definitely a sign of durability. These can withstand the higher spin speeds much better than plastic, and they can take out more water, and they can actually cut your drying time. So there you have it, four things to think about if you're shopping for a new washing machine, thanks to the folks at Consumer Reports.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some Crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself. And it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is DrainFX.com. And essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at DrainFX.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
Angela in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I am purchasing a beautiful 1940s home. It's two stories.
This is... this is KCNR Radio, 1460. We'll be doing some repairs on the FM 96.5. Please stand by.
You know, are there products out there that you can purchase, like a, I don't know, like a roll down ladder or some kind of alarm or something? What do you guys know about that?
Sure. I mean, there's all sorts of things. In terms of egress, if you have just the staircase and you want another option, you could always get a ladder that it's like a chain ladder that hooks over the window, and you drops down the outside wall of your house. Problem with those, though, is that from a practical matter, in a fire, if you have black smoke filling the house, it's really hard to find that ladder and set it up.
Some of them are actually built into window box units that look like a decorative window box that you can attach to the exterior of your home, and it would be right outside of the window. But then again, that's not really ideal if it's a kid's room.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's just me and two kids, and we all have our own room, so...
So I would make sure that you have a good quality smoke alarm system. You know, if you can afford to use one that's centrally monitored, I think that's best, because now you know the system, the home is being monitored 24/7. And you could add carbon monoxide protection to that, and even flood protection to that, and temperature protection to that, all in the same system.
Is there some kind of system that, like, I don't want to have to hardwire it in the house, but is there like a system that maybe uses like Bluetooth or something that affects to talk to each other?
Yes. If you have hardwired smoke detectors now, so if you have a detector that's already wired, not battery powered, but hardwired, you could replace that with a Nest Protect. And the Nest is the brand. Protect is the detector. And the Nest Protect is a combination dual technology smoke detector. So it works for both with a photoelectric sensor and an ionization sensor, which basically means it will detect smoldering fires and flash fires, but it also protects you against carbon monoxide. Now, what I like about this system is if you also install it with the Nest thermostat, if either of those things were to happen, if you had a fire or you had a carbon monoxide alert, it will actually turn the thermostat off,
which is important because if it's carbon monoxide, the most likely source in the home is the furnace or the boiler, depending on what kind of system you have. And if you have a fire, you know, running that furnace during the fire helps to spread the smoke. You definitely can install it yourself. It's not difficult. Nest provides great instruction on how to do that. In fact, I just replaced, I have a centrally monitored system in my house, but I decided we also had sort of as a redundant system, two hardwired detectors, one on the first floor, one on the second floor. I've just replaced those with the Nest Protect, and I'm really happy with it. I think it's a really good system and just gives me some added peace of mind.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a great idea. I think that's the way I'm going to go.
All right, Angela, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or home improvement question, decor question, whatever it is you are working on. We're going to help you out. Coming up, for 55 years, you've known the brand ShopVac and their ability to clean up all those big wet and dry messes. Well, they've got a new owner, and we're going to speak to that CEO about all the exciting things happening to ShopVac coming up. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, there's a rare level of notoriety for products whose brand names become synonymous with what they do. For example, you may ask for a Xerox copy or grab a Kleenex or use Scotch tape to make a repair. But for cleanup of big wet and dry messes around the house or the garage, the tool you turn to is a shop vac.
And for 55 years, shop vacs have been helping Americans with cleanups household vacs could never hope to handle. So with us to talk about the latest changes for shop vac and new innovations to come is Gary Duboff, shop vac's group president and CEO. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're excellent. So shop vac is one of those products that really defines the action, right? I mean, when you have a big mess, you say, I need my shop vac. And the problem is that people call tools shop vacs that even are not shop vacs. That's why I wanted to make the point that this is the original shop vac, and you guys have been building them for 55 years, and now you got a lot of exciting changes happening. So tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. We actually took over the business on December 23rd, and it was purchased by a division of Great Star Tools USA and by the name of Hangzhou Equipment Holdings. And for those not familiar with Great Star, and I wouldn't expect a lot of people are, Great Star is really one of the largest manufacturers of hand tools in the world. They are the largest manufacturer in all of Asia, and they've invested quite heavily in the United States and with quite a few brands. But as of December 23rd, we purchased the assets of the former ShopVac Corporation, and we're reopening and hopefully we'll be bigger and better than ever.
So talk to us about some of the products that ShopVac is known for. I mean, obviously it's the vacuum, but what is the particular type of vacuum or size of vacuum or variety of vacuums that make that brand so popular?
Yeah, there are a number of different SKUs, but and a number of different models, but they vary anywhere from, you know, a small one that you can just keep in your car if you'd like to, that's, you know, a couple gallons, all the way up to really large vacuums that handle, you know, a lot of water and 16-gallon cans. And, again, there's everything in between. But ShopVac, to your point, is really, I mean, they were the pioneers in the heavy-duty vacuum system category. I mean, that, you know, and it's people that work in workshops and garages and factories, anywhere that you really had demanding applications. And unfortunately, in September of 2020, they closed their doors. But the good news is we're back, and we're going to be providing customers with what we think are very reliable and trusted products that we've been selling for more than 55 years.
Now, with this new acquisition, do you think that most of the products will be manufactured overseas, or are we looking at sort of a combination of U.S.-based and overseas-based?
We are really happy to say that the plant that we've always had in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, is open now. It will remain open. We produce a number of our vacs right there. Many of the large ones, actually. So from like 10 and 12 gallon on up are produced in Pennsylvania. They always have been, and they will continue to be produced there.
That's great.
We do have plants in China and Vietnam as well, and we will continue to make some products there. A lot of the smaller vats are made overseas, but it will be a hybrid, just like you mentioned, Leslie. We'll make product in both areas.
And as you mentioned, GreatStar is very well established in the tool business. Some of the brands that you may be familiar with are Arrow Fastener, for example, or Pony and Jorgensen Woodworking Clamps, and Goldblatt Concrete and Drywall and Masonry Tools, and even Prime Line Products, which makes security hardware. So this company has been expanding and doing well and making good quality products in the U.S. for a long time.
You know, GreatStar, they're a really tremendous company, but they've got a really strong track record of acquiring very well-known American legacy hardware and tool brands. And the brands that you just mentioned, you know, Pony Jorgensen, Goldblatt, Arrow Fastener, Prime Line Products, these are now all in the GreatStar portfolio, and we are really pleased that the brand ShopVac is now in our portfolio as well. We're very excited about it. We think it's something that we can bring a lot of innovation to the category, and a category that really needs to be innovated. Been a little bit stale for a while, but we're excited about the changes that can be made. And we're seeing from the customer perspective a huge need in the marketplace. I mean, there are not that many manufacturers of wet dry vac. And to see someone like ShopVac potentially, you know, go out of business, it was upsetting to us, and we think it's too iconic for that. We're thrilled that we can bring it back.
I mean, that's really great that you're able to keep these really well-known American brands that are so synonymous with fine tools and just helping all of these DIYers out there, to help them just retain their position and just find their way back. It's fantastic.
I saw the ShopVac being distributed in Walmart just last week. I was down the tool aisle. What other hardware and home center retailers are you going to be using for distribution?
We're going to be in all the major home centers, all the major big box retailers. One of the things that we do a really good job at is distribution. Our goal is to be able to offer the product wherever the consumer is ready to buy. So if it's online, we'll be online. If it's in a big box home improvement store, we'll be there. If it's in a hardware store, we'll be there as well. So we're excited about the distribution, and we're really excited about the brand itself. It's iconic, and we're thrilled that it's going to be here for a long, long time.
Well, we're excited for you, Gary. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. 55 years this brand has been around, and I'm sure it's going to be around for many, many more under your new leadership. Gary Duboff, the CEO of ShopVac, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Coming up, $2,800. That's the average tax refund that Americans received last year. Now, if you're planning to receive a refund in that range or even less, we're going to share 5 kitchen updates that fit well within that budget in today's Tax Refund Project, presented by Hart Tools, next. Live in a money pit.
Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts, or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of 5 $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, guys, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? And for DIYers, that means some newfound money to take on projects that you may have been putting off.
Well, to help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. Today's tax refund project is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And today's project is kitchen renovation. Now, look, kitchen renos can easily cost tens of thousands of dollars, but they don't have to, and here's why. There are simple updates that make big impacts. So here's our top five. First, flip the floors. New flooring alone can totally change the look of a kitchen, and floors today are very easily installed. You know, between the traffic from family and pets and small spills and bigger floods, though, kitchens are a challenging environment. So there's a wide variety, though, of beautiful, affordable, and durable floors that are also 100% waterproof. So look for products like EVP or engineered vinyl plank, which looks like wood, installs easily, and is completely waterproof.
Next up, let's talk about the cabinets. Now, if your cabinets are in good shape, but maybe you don't just love their finish or something, you know, keep them. You can actually paint your kitchen cabinets. It's a great option. It's a good cost saver. In fact, solid color cabinets are more popular than ever right now. You just have to be sure that you select a high bond primer and a good quality paint. This way you're going to get professional results that will stick to that really highly used surface. Now, another big spot you can look at in the kitchen is the countertop. I mean, these really become the feature point of your entire kitchen design, and changing the countertop is a simple way to make a big change. Now, counter materials can vary as much in price as they do in style, but there are many that can be done within the budget of the average tax refund. You can choose between an inexpensive laminate or go for more costly options like granite, quartz, or another solid surfacing material. And if you've got a budget makeover, you can also resurface laminate tops with coatings that have been specifically designed to put a new finish on an old laminate top. And they're pretty easy to do, and they're very user-friendly. So lots of options to change this big surface in your kitchen space.
Now, whether you're changing the countertop or not, you could also easily just switch out the faucet. There are a wide variety of faucet styles in the neighborhood of just like maybe a couple hundred bucks that would allow you to amp up that kitchen style. Just look for kitchen faucets that have the EPA's Water Sense seal. That means they are going to use less water and not give up performance. And lastly, add some bling. I mean, bling always makes everything look better. And when we're talking about bling in the kitchen, we're talking about the kitchen cabinet hardware. It's the simplest of kitchen reno projects, but the small changes like new door handles, new drawer pulls, these can make a big impact in the overall look of the kitchen.
And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find a step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Hey, including one that'll look great in your newly renovated kitchen, the Bulletin Board Organizer, a beautiful way to help manage the mayhem of family life. Check it out at harttools.com.
Getty, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Oh, hi. My uncle is struggling with a mouse problem.
Okay.
And he wants to get rid of them the old-fashioned way, but his wife doesn't want him to be harmed or killed or anything.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out a way of, I don't know, catching them or, you know, keeping them out of the house, stuff like that.
So what I would suggest is that, first of all, you try to mouse-proof your house as much as possible. So by doing that, you need to seal all the gaps that may surround the exterior, most commonly like around where pipes and things come through the walls. Secondly, you want to avoid anything that creates a nesting site or areas where the mice can sort of dig into. Like, for example, a common one might be firewood piled close to the house and that sort of thing, high grass. So you want to try to make that as un-mouse friendly as possible. Next, you want to look at moisture sources and food sources that are inside the house. So, for example, I've seen folks develop mouse problems because they have pet food, the big heavy pet food bags, perhaps sitting on the garage floor where the mice decide they're going to cut their own door into the side of that bag and help themselves. So you want to make sure that any type of food source is off the ground, up on shelves, and in rodent-proof containers, metal containers.
Okay.
You could also put in, she doesn't want to kill them. So pretty much any other way to get rid of these things is going to kill them. I mean, you could use bait stations where does she just not want to kill them or she just want them to die in the house? Because it's a fine point. You know, if you use a bait station, they usually take the bait and go outside while that stuff goes to work. I can understand her perhaps not wanting to use mouse traps because that can get kind of messy and gross. But, I would suggest you try to make your home as rodent resistant as possible. We've got a great article on how to do that. It's called Beating the Rat Race. It's on MoneyPit.com. But I do think that if you really want a permanent solution, you're going to end up having to use some rodenticides as well.
Okay. I think that meets her idea. She's wanting to catch them all and take them down the road somewhere.
Oh, geez.
You're not going to catch them. They're pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
We'd love to hear what you are working on, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT 24/7 and, ask us anything about your home repair, your home improvement question, design, decor, whatever it is, we're happy to lend a hand. Coming up, do you have a boring bathroom but no bucks to spruce it up? Well, there's a lot that you can do on the cheap with paint. We're going to share simple solutions for picking colors, stenciling, and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Libby has reached out to us at facebook.com/themoneypit.
That's right. Libby says, when I flush my toilet, a very loud sound is heard coming from the vanity and sometimes the shower drain. Several plumbers have advised to break the wall and access the pipe. There's got to be an easier way.
I think plumbers always start with the most destructive method first.
First, we're going to break down this wall. You have no access panel. We're going in.
If you've got gurgling sound, that is because you've got some sort of obstruction in the plumbing system. And there's a couple of ways to deal with that without having to break down walls. First of all, if it's a pipe that you can't access, you can always access your drain pipes from the roof. Well, not you. A professional would go up on your roof and run it down to clear the drain pipe. And if there's a question as to where the clog is, you can also run a camera down there. They're really small these days. They will pinpoint exactly what's there, and they'll know exactly how to get to it, hopefully without destroying any walls in the process.
And Libby, next time, if say they do have to break open that bathroom wall or some wall, make sure they put an access panel in. So if something ever happens again, they're just removing a little bit of the wall that's made to purposely be removed. So keep that in mind.
Well, do you have a boring bathroom, but not so many bucks to spruce it up? There's actually quite a bit that you can do inexpensively and easily with paint. Leslie's got the how-to in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, paint has got to be your favorite DIY product, because there's so much you can do.
For sure, and I love refreshing a space with a new paint color. It's a lot of fun, it's inexpensive, and it's easy to do, and you can definitely do it yourself. And truly, there is no less of an expensive way that you can transform a bathroom space, really any space. So let's talk about paint. Here's some ideas that'll help you get started. Now, you can stencil the ceiling. And you're like, what? Ceiling? Stencil the ceiling? Yes, it's a space that a lot of people often just say, okay, go in ceiling white, da-da-da, there's my white ceiling. But you can pick a contrasting color or something that's a slightly different shade and sort of a more ecru or a warmer shade of white that's sort of just off one bit. And you can stencil on a pattern there that suddenly becomes this beautiful focal point. You can also paint your ceiling a different color, guys. You can go the same color as the wall. You can go a beautiful blush that's really lovely for when you're putting on makeup. So don't just stop at white. You can do awesome stuff with the ceiling. Now, you can create some really fun vibes or drama, whatever it might be, by picking a bold color for those walls. And you can think about colors that are really hyper-saturated, sort of deep blues, super-saturated grays, terracotta tones, turquoise, whatever color you like, just go for that super-saturated tone of it without being too dark, if that makes sense. Just take a look at those cards. Now, if you've got a little imagination and a paintbrush, you could paint a mural. I mean, it could be simple. It could be ornate. It could be whatever you want it to be and whatever your skill set will allow. It could even just be a taped out pattern. Whatever it is, whatever your comfort level is, you can create a great focal wall in your bath space with your own creative talents. And when it comes to a vanity, you can replace it. You can do different things, but keep what you've got and maybe give it a makeover, paint it, new hardware, all kinds of things that you can do to make your vanity that you've got become a whole different character in the space. Just make sure you use super durable paint, oil-based if you can get it, really works best in those moist bathroom environments, high humidity, it's easier to clean. You know, you've got to have a lot of good ventilation in the space if you're working with an oil-based paint. They're not available everywhere, but they're definitely the right tool for the job. So grab some paint. Take some time, put on your paint clothes, and have a great time changing that bathroom.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to look ahead to spring projects because it's almost here, finally. And the project we have in mind is privacy. We're talking about your backyard. If you enjoy hanging out there, but you'd like a little more of that privacy, we're going to share some landscaping tips to create a private backyard hideaway on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden taking a victory lap after the Senate passes his $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill.
Following a narrow but victorious vote in the Senate, the president celebrated the outcome, saying this nation has suffered too much for much too long.
And everything in this package is designed to relieve the suffering and to meet the most urgent needs of the nation and put us in a better position to prevail.
A centerpiece of the bill is funding to send $1,400 stimulus checks to most Americans. All of the Senate's Republicans voted against the massive legislation, which now heads back to the House for final approval. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two more women have come forward with accusations that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed them. That makes five the number of accusers who are ramping up the heat on the beleaguered Democrat. Meanwhile, federal investigators are scrutinizing Cuomo's handling of nursing home data as more reports emerge that aides covered up the true number of coronavirus deaths.
Some New York lawmakers are calling for Governor Andrew Cuomo's impeachment. Outlets including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times reported that top aides altered a state health department report that was issued in July to omit the true number of people killed by COVID-19 in the state's nursing homes. The newspapers say a state's analysis reported over 6,400 people had died in the state's nursing homes, but that the original draft included more than 9,200 deaths. Secretary to the Governor, Melissa DeRosa, told lawmakers the administration didn't turn the data over to legislators in August because of worries the information would be used against them by the Trump administration. The state now acknowledges that at least 15,000 long-term care residents died. I'm Jennifer King.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries are scaling back their annual exercises this month due to COVID-19 pandemic and to support diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear program. Check out more news, read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Something unique overseas, Britain is testing a new vaccination program called the Vaxi Taxi. It's efforts to bring COVID-19 vaccinations to inner-city, often deprived communities. Sarah Bassett has a report.
While Britain has engineered one of the world's most successful coronavirus vaccination programs, with more than 30% of its population having already received the first dose, minority groups and deprived communities are lagging behind. The Vaxi Taxi scheme is part of a project run by Dr. Sharon Raymond.
People have logistical barriers to accessing vaccination. Not everyone has private transport. Some people have been shielding for a long time and are worried about taking public transport, and that's where the Vaxi Taxis come in.
By setting up pop-up clinics in local parks and greens at the heart of communities, Raymond is hoping to target vulnerable people. Sarah Bassett, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former President Trump may be the dominant force in the GOP these days and the most popular figure among Republican voters. But there are others who might be eyeing a run at the White House in 2024.
Without Trump in the race, a new survey conducted by a GOP pollster who worked on Trump's 2016 campaign and the then president's 2020 reelection campaign points to former Vice President Mike Pence and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the early favorites in what may end up being a large field of GOP White House hopefuls. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is the only other potential contender in double digits, with everybody else in the large potential field of Republican presidential contenders in single digits. Patrick Foss reporting.
Senator Joe Manchin has the best shot in years to steer federal dollars back home to West Virginia. The moderate Democrats emerged as a key swing vote in a 50-50 divided Senate, and he's being courted from the right as well as the left. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
68.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A lot of action going on with C-SPAN. A lot going on with this voting in the House for this bill that nobody needs, $2 trillion that we don't have. And it's going to be a big week, I guess, for Democrats. They're going to get an attorney general in Merrick Garland. And we should find out how this remote... this Zoom call goes with the president of Mexico as chaos is just taking root on our border. Anyone who tells you it's bad is underreporting it. There's a flood of illegal immigrants coming to the border primarily because of Joe Biden's promised policies. And this is a mess that was totally preventable. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to be joined by David Wells, the former Yankee great. He's going to be talking about doing something on Fox Nation with Johnny Joey Jones, which was great. Outdoor channel there. We're talking about that. And Mike, the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, standing by, had a great speech at CPAC. And before we get to the Secretary, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We have support from Republican mayors and county executives. We have support from Republican governors for the rescue plan. This bill is bipartisan. It's bipartisan everywhere in the country, except the U.S. Capitol.
Right. Cedric Richmond, a key advisor to Joe Biden, is popular everywhere because people are going to get $1,400. But when you look at this bill, that's all they're getting out of the $2 trillion. The House barely passes the $1.9 rescue package. But two Dems decide to vote with Republicans, and not one Republican voted for it at all in the House. We'll talk about what's likely to happen in the Senate, why we need this, why do we need this while we still have $1 trillion unspent.
Number two.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
Well, CPAC shows the death of the Republican Party and their leader, Donald Trump, has been greatly exaggerated. What the four-day conservative fan fest revealed about the state of the party and the takeaways from the president's first major appearance since January 6th, including his decision not to attack his Republican attackers for the most part, and why Dems and Joe Biden should be very concerned.
Number one.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo apologizing for what he calls inappropriate and insensitive comments. Cuomo facing allegations from two former aides who accuse him of sexual harassment. For the first time, the governor is acknowledging his behavior amid calls for him to be ousted.
I was in Camerata, my ex-colleague on CNN, talking about Andrew Cuomo. Rarely in American political history has the mighty fallen so far so fast. A party that was once eyeing him for president in 2020 and a frontrunner in 24 now might be sending him out the door after 11 years. Two sexual harassment allegations and a rash of condemnations coming his way, mostly from Democrats. And now let's bring in the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, great speech this week, last week.
Thanks, Brian. It was a great audience. Your point about the conservative movement continuing, I think, is spot on. The building was electric. It was fun to walk around the hallway and get a chance to shake hands and meet people. And people are committed to the vision that we executed these past 4 years.
True. How was it having your son introduce you?
It was a lot of fun. Also unnerving, as you can imagine, Brian. You send him to the podium. You've been with him for all these years and just don't know what he might say. But it was great. He did a wonderful job. I was really proud of him.
And here's a little of some of the remarks in case they missed it, Mr. Secretary.
I was with the president so many trips, and he would tell his counterparts across the world, he would say, look, I'm going to put America first as the president of the United States, and I expect you will put your country and your people first. And we'll work together and accomplish this for both of our countries, and we did that. America first is right for America. It's right for each of us. America first secures our freedom, and the entire world benefits when America is fearless and bold and strong.
And, Mr. Secretary, one of the first things Joe Biden said to our European allies is America's back. What was he talking about, and what do you think, how do our European allies interpret that?
I think the entire world interprets it as going back to the apology tour that President Obama engaged in for his time and foreign policy when he was leading the United States of America. I think they see it as weakness, appeasement, not America leading, but I think they use the phrase America will lead from behind. They see it as a complete flip from what I spoke about in my speech, which was President Trump unabashedly, and I, as the Secretary of State, put America first. And Brian, when we do that, it's not about America alone. That's what was my remarks were about. It's about taking care of the American people, making America strong. And when we do that, the world is a better place. It's more prosperous. The whole world is more secure. But when America is weak and we do things like rejoin the UN Human Rights Council that's full of the worst human rights violators in the world, I think the world sees we're not serious, we're not leading, and we're not strong. And it gives the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians all the power, all in lots of places that the American people can't afford to have them in power.
So you had so many different issues on your plate over this time and no major wars, thankfully, to preside over, maybe wind down in Afghanistan. I think Joe Biden has a major decision to make on May 1st. Should he leave any type of troop presence or back out and keep his deal with the Taliban? What do you hope he does?
I hope he continues the precise policies that I laid down, which were to make sure of two things. One, we got our boys and girls home. We had fewer American soldiers in harm's way. All the while making sure that there's never again an attack from that place against the United States of America has happened back in 9/11. You know, it still, frankly, angers me every time I think about 9/11, and we did that. You know, for a year, Brian, we didn't have a single American soldier killed there, and yet the risk of terror attack from Afghanistan did not increase. Those were the policies that served the American people. We showed strength when we needed to, but we were incredibly restrained when it came to using our young men and women in places which just were going to have them knocking down doors and not adding security for the American people.
But I do believe, me personally, that if we take our presence out of there, we'll pay the price. We did that once. We left, and we let terror fester. Doesn't that concern you, Mr. Secretary?
Brian, we should never let terror fester anywhere. But we shouldn't overly focus just on that particular place, right? We have threats from Yemen. We have threats from Iran. We have threats in the Philippines and Asia, right? Al-Qaeda is now got pockets of resistance all over the world, and you saw what had happened with ISIS in Syria. When the rule needs to be, when the United States is threatened by terror anywhere in the world, America will take the action necessary to protect and preserve America. But it doesn't mean large troop presences all across the world, which frankly simply allow other countries to free ride off our young men and women.
So we don't really know what happened, the details with Khashoggi. You guys did a full report on who's responsible. I think any logical person thinks they don't go ahead and kill a Washington Post journalist in Turkey without permission from this prince who at this MBS, who was got a glowing profile in 60 Minutes, and he has put real reforms into that country. Here's what Joe Biden said what should happen if he becomes president when he was a candidate. Cut 44.
President Trump has not punished senior Saudi leaders. Would you?
Yes. I would make it very clear. We were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are. They have to be held accountable.
Well, it doesn't seem like he is. And number two is he released a report you guys did. How do you feel about that?
Brian, the report that they released was a complete political stunt. It was the worst kind of politicization of American intelligence. It put lots of folks at risk, and I think they did it. I frankly think they did it, Brian, because they've made a choice. They want to cozy up to the Iranian regime. And so to cozy up to the Iranian regime, they feel like they need to reject the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. But it's not a close call. The Iranians kill more people. I mean, look the murder of Khashoggi, our administration took seriously. We sanctioned 18 people. We took this seriously. I spoke with the Crown Prince. I spoke with the King about this issue. We didn't just slough it off. That murder was horrendous. But the Iranians killed more people around the world every year than any other country in the world. And somehow this administration thinks that they're going to make this political case because the left has kicked up this cause celeb. The left has taken this up, and they're going to cozy up to the Iranians. That presents real risk to the American people. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been a great security partner for the United States of America, meaning that we don't have to send our young boys and girls into the Middle East to fight. And when we got the Abraham Accords finally across the line, we increased stability in the Middle East. We secured American prosperity and freedom and made sure we didn't have to send our kids over there nearly as much. And this administration is going to upend almost all of that, I fear.
Secretary Pompeo, I think they think America's a bunch of simpletons. They know it's a rough neighborhood. There are no perfect nations, and the closest one to that is Israel over there. That's a democracy, at least they're trying to be. I get it. But if you're going to leave Saudi Arabia, they're not going to be orphans. In comes China, in comes Russia. You got to be calculated, and you got to make a choice. if you leave Saudi Arabia, where are you going? You're just going to voluntarily give up influence?
That's exactly right. This is what we knew, and this is what we did. It's a tough world out there. I've said that all along. We have countries that are working alongside of us, and we have countries that are working against us. And we need to make sure that we have friends and partners and allies all across the world, and we build out that coalition. Just ask the Israelis whether they think it would be better to partner and cut a deal like the JCPOA with the Iranians, or if they think it's more appropriate to make sure that the Abraham Accords and the Emiratis and the Saudis are on the side fighting against Iran. It's very clear that's in America's best interest, and to upend that for the sake of a liberal cause celeb is an enormous foreign policy mistake.
So in Iran, over the weekend, they rejected overtures from the Biden administration to start nuclear talks. Wait a second. This country is on its back with sanctions. Where are they getting this boldness from?
It is really easy to understand. They've already received multiple concessions from this administration. $5 billion IMF loan. Looks like they're going to let go through a bunch of money that we never allowed to happen, a bunch of money from South Korea that we never permitted to happen. They think they can hold out and they'll get more concessions. Why come to the table when the other side is caving already, Brian? And so I suspect that's what they'll do. They'll continue to threaten. They'll continue to test. They'll continue to present risk to the United States, and I hope this administration will conclude that that's not in America's best interest and will turn away from the policies that they had put in place 8 years ago under President Obama.
So yeah, a couple of days ago, Joe Biden, his first military action, took aim at a militia group, Iranian-sponsored, if you could follow this, located in Syria, and they had dropped 7 JDAMs at 7 different sites. I know you don't have the access to the intelligence you did have, but are you in support of this move?
When people threaten the United States, when countries threaten soldiers of ours stationed anywhere, we have to respond. We have to defend, and we have an obligation to try and deter that. We did that. Deterrence doesn't come by dropping some bombs in the desert or by throwing some JDAMs into an empty building. I don't know precisely what they struck. I hope it was a target that sent a deterrence message to the Iranians that says you cannot attack American soldiers wherever we put them. I don't know precisely what success they had. I don't know precisely what targets they struck, but our mission was always to do this, to be very restrained. But the moment we felt there were Americans at risk, we were going to come at them heavy, we were going to come at them hard, and we were going to do it in a way that messaged to the Iranians, don't touch our people.
Last night on 60 Minutes, they went over the attack the Iranians had on our base. We got the heads up, and you know all this, but I'll just tell you what we saw last night, the American people saw. They got the heads up they were going to hit the Al-Assad air base, but if you got your men out and women out too quickly, they would realize you knew what they were going to do in response to Soleimani's death. So you had to wait for them to buy their commercial satellite photos. And after they bought them, they would see what they had, and then you would evacuate. But you couldn't pull out everybody. It seems like our guys did get some traumatic brain injuries, and our women are suffering right now. But if they had killed any one of our guys, we didn't know how bad it was for those who survived it. What would have been our response then? What do you think about the report last night?
So I didn't see that piece, Brian. I do know this storyline pretty well. We did have young Americans who were injured. Absolutely tragic. We need to do everything we can to make sure we continue to take care of them and their families as well. America owes that to them. But when we were evaluating how we ought to respond, we were making clear that we wanted to respond in a way that imposed real costs, not just on these knucklehead militiamen in Iraq or in Syria, but on the Iranians themselves. The perfect example is the strike we took on Qasem Soleimani, right? Rather than going after some desert hoodlum, we went after the Iranians themselves and their leadership. You must show strength. When you show strength, you deter. If you don't show the strength, the risk that there's a war or there are more Americans injured or killed increases dramatically. We never did that. We never appeased. We always struck real strength.
You are somebody who's achieved almost everything I imagine you wanted. You're number one in your class at West Point. Then you become an impactful congressman right away. And then when you have a Republican president, he wants you to be the CIA director, and then he wants you to be Secretary of State. You had a chance to be the next senator from Kansas. If you had ran, you would have won. You got to wonder, I mean, you could do a lot of different things. What do you think is next for you? I know you got a couple of jobs right now. What would be the next challenge for Mike Pompeo?
Oh, goodness, Brian, it's a good question. Susan and I are kind of thinking our way through what comes next. For the moment, we're going to take a little bit of a rest and do a little bit of writing, talking about all the accomplishments of these past 4 years. Your point's well taken. America has richly blessed me. I owe an awful lot to it, and I intend to stay in this fight. I am a diehard conservative believer, and I promise you that I will continue to be part of this conversation because this matters to the United States of America, to my kids, and one day I hope we have grandkids to them as well.
If Donald Trump runs in 24, would you?
Oh, goodness. We're so far from that. I'm making sure I get to run to the grocery store right every day now for my wife.
Gotcha. Very well done. So a politician, a statesman, an intelligence guy. It's a pretty good-looking resume. Mr. Secretary, I hope to talk to you early and often. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, sir. Have a good day.
And great speech. We come back. Your turn. 1-866-408-7669.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever heard of anyone attributing their success to sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
She risked everything to follow Jesus. Her name is Nuf, and she grew up in a conservative Muslim home in Saudi Arabia from a prominent family. But when she came to the United States years ago on a student visa with her 2 sons, she converted to Christianity.
I was full of joy. I felt like I never be loved as that moment. And even though I paid higher price for it, but I will never regret it.
The high price was being disowned by her family and her husband. And what's more, she risked life itself because in Saudi Arabia, converting from Islam to another religion is apostasy, which carries a death sentence. She still loves her family and hopes that one day things will change in the country of her birth. But Nuf said what gives her comfort today is that before she lost custody of her children, she had them baptized and prays she will one day see them again.
It was just the only hope that I can send them with the Holy Spirit.
To hear more of Nuf's story and her harrowing journey of faith, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
Elvis had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends
victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Aisha Hines, a.k.a. Hen, on Fox's 911. Hines says playing a firefighter on TV brings insight into those who do this job.
It's of great value to sort of remember that while our heroes are heroes, they are still, you know, human beings that deserve our careful attention and consideration.
Audiences will see more of Hen's family life, too, as a mother and with her own mother.
Now they have two young children, and then Hen's mom shows up in town. And so what you get to see is sort of Hen in between these two generations.
Hines says exploring these aspects of life is a great way to get to know these characters better.
How family dimensions and dynamics can sort of speak to you work and how the psychology of how you approach things, you know, how those things are formed. I love that we get to do that because I think it gives our audiences an even closer connection to these characters.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I believe her to testify in the United States Senate against someone who is being nominated to one of the most powerful positions in the United States government. That takes an extraordinary amount of courage.
I found her very credible. You have to ask yourself, why would anybody put themselves through this if they did not believe that they had important information?
Republicans are playing politics with the Supreme Court, and they are willing to step on anyone, including the victim of a vicious sexual assault, in order to advance their agenda.
And let me just explain this. These are comments about Kavanaugh and his accuser, not about Governor Cuomo. And now he has two sexual assault accusers, both liberal Democrats. Charlotte Bennett came out over the weekend, executive assistant, health advisor to Cuomo, said she felt extremely uncomfortable, told her mother at the Times, got corroborating evidence. She's the second accuser who was supported by the first accuser. And you know, the first accuser came out earlier. Her name is Lindsay Boylan. She tweeted out, like a true abuser, Governor Cuomo continues to work behind the scenes to undermine the truth and to harm as many victims. His abusive power never ends. He does not get to choose the judge and jury. We do. And what is abundantly clear to me is the governor should resign. And if he does not resign, he should be removed from office. Not one more victim, not one more life destroyed, let alone the nursing home situation where he lied about the totals and supervised that, let alone the other investigations that many of you around the country have missed, that he, as soon as he got close in this Moreland investigation, he disbanded the entire thing. And now he wanted to pick out the judge that was going to evaluate whether he did these things, a judge that he appointed, which the attorney general, another liberal Democrat, Letitia James, she pushed back and says, no, I'll do it. I'll pick the investigator and I'm going to have subpoena power. This guy's in trouble to the point where they're saying now, the New York Post and Washington Post, that it's not a matter of if he's out before his term is done. It is when. He's 11 years in to his third term, which would end in 2022. Man, have the mighty seemingly have fallen. We don't know where this goes. We don't have credibility. I wasn't there. You weren't there. But man, these women need to be believed. Isn't that the word?
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
This is House Call for Health. There's no question we've all become a little more anxious in the age of COVID. But for some people, the health-related fears have become excessive enough to warrant a new classification, coronaphobia. Dr. Una McCann is professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
It interferes with a person's ability to function. So it crosses the border between sort of a nervous Nelly who's anxious about a lot of things to I can't get the things in my life done that I need to get done.
Dr. Nava Silton, psychology professor at Marymount Manhattan College, says things like a walk or run can go a long way, as can keeping contact with friends.
Socialization is so important. And what I say is that at this time, you know, even if you can't get out as much as you used to get out, try to do everything you can to, you know, get yourself outside.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Friends always give it to you straight.
This smells like pure politics.
This is a huge story all over the country.
And nobody's talking about it on television except us.
Watch Fox and Friends weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast, premiering on the Fox News Podcast Network, with the first episode available March 8th. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast, premiering March 8th.
I'm Tucker Carlson. I'm coming to Fox Nation very soon. Original documentaries that get deeper into the issues that actually matter. Tucker Carlson Originals. Also a regular podcast. It's coming soon, and it's only on Fox Nation.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs for them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I have sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. For people without health insurance, there's a low-cost option for routine care, an online marketplace where a high-priced MRI can become affordable. David Goldhill is CEO of Sesame, which operates in several cities as well as through telemedicine.
If you're willing to pay upfront and directly, are looking at somewhere between $275 and $450. For telemedicine appointments, which you'll often see priced as little as $25 or $35.
Patients get the price before seeing the doctor. Radiologist Kirsten Dickerson says that's helpful for doctors.
You know, this is money the same week, not, you know, 6 to 8 weeks down the line, like with that, you know, the traditional insurers.
Goldhill says a service like Sesame is not just for the uninsured.
Most of our customers actually do have coverage, just the deductibles are so high.
While Sesame vets the doctors on its site, patients can decide if a provider is a good fit for them. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Great to meet you, JD.
Good to meet you, sir.
Well, Brett here was just telling us about his remarkable transformation from Harvard Business School grad to Yale Law student. So, What's your story?
Well, I'm from Ohio, but my family is from Kentucky.
Bluegrass state.
Yes, sir. I joined the Marines out of high school, served in Iraq.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, I helped pay for college.
It's the American dream, right?
Exactly. And then I finished up and got my degree in 2 years.
So your family, were they coal miners?
No, actually, my grandfather went north to work at a steel plant, like a lot of folks from Appalachia did. They were actually sort of hillbilly royalty, because my papa was related to the guy who started the Hatfield-McCoy feud.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
Okay.
I just saw that miniseries.
So what's it like when you go back?
I don't get a lot of chances to go back.
It must feel like you're from another planet.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Like, you know, who are all these rednecks?
We don't really use that term.
J.D. Vance, that was the book based on his life that he wrote. It was a bestseller for a year, still selling like crazy. It became an excellent movie. Had a chance to see it. But now joining us is J.D. Vance. J.D., how accurate was that moment? Describe that moment. You were kind of auditioning to get into Yale by meeting with people?
Well, I was actually auditioning to get into a particular law firm. So it was after I had gotten to Yale, I was interviewing for jobs. And it's pretty accurate, Brian. It's actually that scene actually took place in the book and took place in my real life, where you're sort of corralled into this weird restaurant and you're expected to say the right things and shake hands with the right people and do all these things that as a kid from a working class background, I just had no real experience with. So, some things are obviously dramatized for the sake of a movie, but that scene in particular is actually pretty accurate.
Well, and so you were trying to get into a law firm, so you're auditioning. You've already had a remarkable upbringing that's seen on it's in your book and in the movie. So, do they actually use that redneck line?
No, they don't. That's one of the things that was dramatized where. You know, one of the things they were trying to do was pick up on the fact that I was treated as a bit of an outsider. And definitely people used the word redneck when I was at Yale Law School, not in that particular moment. That was one of the things where you sort of fuse one thing that happened maybe a couple months later with something that happened right then, just so you get that dramatic effect. But it was definitely the case that you definitely found some folks who treated you as just a total cultural outsider. And so I remember this one girl who's actually a very sweet person. Who was really shocked when she found out that I had served 4 years in the Marine Corps. I was enlisted from 2003 to 2007, and she said, "I can't believe you were in the Marine Corps. You're so nice." Like, the implicit assumption there is that everybody who served in the Marine Corps must be, just a ridiculous monster of some type. And she didn't realize that could have been offensive, and I just took it in stride. But you definitely had those moments where you come from a background that people are unexpected or unaccustomed to. And they don't expect you to act the way that you do. It's definitely a bizarre environment in a lot of ways.
So you grow up in Ohio. You grow up in a rural kind of a working class neighborhood. You have a chance to see the elite at Ivy League schools. You know what it's like to be patriotic and fight for your country in Iraq. Are you concerned about where our country is today, especially for people on both coasts and in Washington, how they view what America is and how you know what America is?
Yeah, I definitely am concerned, Brian. One of the biggest problems we have in our country is not any particular policy, but it's the fact that the people who are in the leadership of the country really don't like the people who live in and work in and make the country a great place. People talk about, our foreign or military adventures or misadventures, depending on your perspective. But if you actually talk to the folks who are in leadership, they have a remarkable unfamiliarity with the people who are actually fighting those wars. They talk about jobs, but they have a remarkable unfamiliarity with the people who are actually working in a lot of the jobs that make our country, operate smoothly. And there is just this remarkable judgment that I think is pretty unique to the moment that we live in. 50, 60 years ago, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you were in a leadership position in this country, you at least had some affinity. You had some experience with the heartland. You actually knew the people that you were governing. And I think nowadays our leadership class is so segregated and so condescending towards the rest of the country that it's just a pretty dangerous situation.
I think you're right. And a couple other things. Especially when you look at why Donald Trump resonates, how could a billionaire from New York resonate with working class Americans? Can you figure it out?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of things going on there. I mean, it's a fascinating topic, and you know, obviously, sort of a lot of folks that I grew up around very passionate about Donald Trump. I supported Trump in 2020, and you know, it's an interesting dynamic for sure. And you know, one of the interesting things that's going on is that Trump, in his style, is much more like a working class or middle class person than he is an elite person. You know, he says what's on his mind. He speaks off the cuff. He isn't constantly filtering, you know, what he says, which means sometimes he's offensive and sometimes people don't like what he says. But like, that's how 90% of normal people actually speak, right? They're not wondering if they're going to offend somebody. They're just sort of speaking their mind. And I think that style, you know, really makes him identifiable to a lot of people. And it's why I think he has such a passionate base among the working class.
And there's so many things to like about your story. And it also is the American story. I mean, you look at so many great Americans, from Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, were born in the most horrific circumstances imaginable. And they were able to overcome it and be successful. We like to think America could do that. I look at your situation, where your dad is not a factor in your life. Your mom has all types of personal obstacles and demons. And you managed to battle your way out and end up in an Ivy League school and a best-selling author and now a very successful businessman. So do you think your story, even though it's sold with America, the movie I thought was excellent, do you think it gets snubbed from the Golden Globes and these other award shows because they don't like the message?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really know. There's definitely an element where I think critics don't like or are unhappy with the idea that there was a story told about, you know, quote unquote, Donald Trump's America. There's this idea that if you're a working class white person struggling to get by, your story is just somehow not as legitimate or not as interesting as other folks. And I think luckily most people in the country don't feel like that. If you look at the viewership numbers for the movie, if you look at the reviews from audiences, they were very positive. But certainly wouldn't be surprised if that was driving critical reception, if it maybe the movie doesn't do as well as during award season. But honestly, I'm okay with that. I think that the thing I've heard most from people who watched the movie is that they saw some part of themselves in it. They saw something about their families, about their lives, about their struggles that were identifiable. And I really think that's what you should hope for when you make a movie like this. You want to tell a story that makes people sit back and think a little bit about an interesting topic. And if the movie did that, I don't really care if it ultimately gets snubbed at award season.
I was watching you with Tucker, and you were talking about critical race theory destroying America. Everything's about race now. Let's go hire somebody, McFerris. He's going to be the first. She's going to be the first American Indian. He's going to be the first woman to hold this position, the first man of color. And I'm saying to myself, I'd be insulted if I got the job and I was introduced by, he's the first Irish Italian. He's the first one from New York. Okay, enough. Did my resume mean anything? You think it's starting to really hurt the country. I never have heard more about race, and I'm older than you, and I remember being in sixth grade when Roots came out, 1976, and it was the best by far. 50 million people watched this every night, and we were horrified for 2 weeks as we watched this incredible miniseries that talked about the brutality of slavery. But it was part of our background. We studied it. We didn't duck it. We understood the 60s. We studied it. We didn't duck it. But now we're supposed to apologize and take statues down for it.
Yep. Yeah, I think it is really dangerous. It's going to get worse and worse. You know, when so many times, whether it's in a public policy debate or even just in our personal relationships, the first question that we're expected to ask about somebody is not their character, their values, what they think in their mind, what their family background is. You know, what are the real things that made them who they are? It's what is the color of their skin? And we project so much onto them, whether they're white, black, brown, or whatever, based on the color of their skin. And you know, I think it was such a blessing of mine that I grew up in a country where I wasn't constantly looking at people and saying, what can I infer about you based on your skin color? And instead, I was sort of forced to ask, you know, what makes you interesting? What makes you tick?
Yeah.
What are the values and the character that really make you who you are? I think it's why, frankly, I was able to fall in love with the girl that I fell in love with, not a white girl, not from a similar background. I think it's why I've been able to have so many friendships. from people of different backgrounds. It's why, you know, the Marine Corps works the way that it does, is because people really do feel like they're on the same team, you know, even though people come from any number of different backgrounds. And I think that we're going down a really, really dark pathway where if we're constantly asking ourselves about the color of people's skin and what we can know about them, then we're going to start to go backwards in terms of race relations in this country. I think in some ways we already have, instead of forwards. And it's a terrible thing.
J.D., absolutely. Our greatest critics used to be outside of our borders. And we would wonder, what's going on? Why does people resent America? Well, because we're the best with the greatest opportunity, and we tend to swagger a little bit when we travel. Now it's the opposite. We walk around apologizing, and our greatest critics are inside of the country, to the point where Europe, the French President Macron and others have said that they're afraid of the woke culture in America infecting Europe. Can you believe this? What an embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just completely insane. And like you said, it's making our country not as great of a place to live in. I mean, think about this. If you're a newcomer to this country, or if you're a new immigrant, one of the most important things that you can have is this incentive, pressure even, to become an American. This idea that no matter where you came from, you're expected to assimilate into the broader national culture. Well, if the leaders of that national culture hate their own country and hate the people who live here, why are you going to assimilate? Why are you going to become an American? Why are you going to share in the incredible bounty of this country? And that's the real danger of this moment, and the fact that you do have leaders who ultimately don't love the country. For that matter, why are you going to join the military? Why are you going to fight and die for this country? Why are you going to build things for this country if it's such a terrible place? You cannot run a society. You cannot have a viable, powerful nation if the leaders of that nation actually hate it. And you know, the unfortunate conclusion there is that you have to have new leaders and you have to have a turnover in leadership, because we really do have this very small, very select group of people who have decided that they just hate the country that's given them so many opportunities. It's unacceptable, and it's just not sustainable.
And so unbelievable, too. It's the ones that get rich and the ones that get famous are the biggest critics. And the people that struggle every day and wait for that paycheck and know that paycheck's not going to be enough, they're the ones who bleed red, white, and blue. It's bizarre. J.D. Vance, you know that. That's how you grew up, and you're talking to you now, and you're the author of Hillbilly Elegy, the movie, and the book. I want you to hear what Jim Jordan said yesterday as he introduced the president, and tell me if you can relate.
They're going to harass you. They're going to come after you. They're going to come after your family. They're going to come after your employer. It is sick where the left wants to go, what they are doing to the Constitution. Think about the world of sports in just the last year. Drew Brees said you should stand for the national anthem. He had to go into the Thunderdome. James Harden wore a back the blue, support the law enforcement mask. He had to go in the Thunderdome. Mike Gundy, did you follow this one? Mike Gundy, football coach at Oklahoma State. Remember this? Mike Gundy goes fishing with his family, posts a picture on social media wearing a One America News t-shirt, almost lost his job. Think about that. Almost lost his job for fishing in the wrong shirt.
Tell me that doesn't worry. I mean, that you and I feel the same way. This worries both of us, right?
Yeah, it really does. You know, Jim Jordan right there is spot on. And, you know, when I think about the most important American freedom, I think it's the freedom to participate in self-government. It's the right to actually have your voice heard, to express a viewpoint about the issues of the day, and to do all of that without fear of being fired or thrown in prison. And right now, luckily, we haven't gotten to the thrown in prison point, at least for most people. But certainly, if you're an average middle-class American conservative and you utter an opinion that's unpopular, you might get banned from social media. There's a very good chance you're going to lose your job. I know people who work in Silicon Valley tech companies who would not dare announce that they supported Donald Trump for fear that they would ultimately get fired, or even if they wouldn't get fired, that they'd become a total outcast at their jobs. If you don't have the right to say what you think in this country without fear of retribution, then I think you've lost the most important American freedom, that freedom to participate meaningfully in the self-government, in the affairs of this country. And to me, the question here is what do we do about this? I think that conservatives have rightly identified that this is a very real problem that exists in corporate America, in big tech. It exists for a lot of average, everyday people. And to me, the question is really, what do we do about it? I've heard this really interesting idea, and I think it should become a part of the American conservative argument, that you should be protected based on your political viewpoint from getting fired at work in the same way that the left has a number of protected classes where you can't be fired rightfully because you're black. You can't be fired for other reasons. I think that if you express a viewpoint that's unpopular, you should be protected from losing your job. You should be protected from being deplatformed by big tech. Because, again, if we don't have that freedom to express ourselves about how we think the country should be run, then we're not really free in the sense that our founding fathers meant.
Gotcha. J.D., it's always fascinating to talk to you or watch your interviews. And, of course, your book is fantastic. I look forward to the next one. Are you writing another?
Yeah, you know, I'm always working on things here and there, Brian. I've got a big a business that's going very well that we're focused on running, and so I haven't spent as much time on writing. But I'm quite sure that before too long I'll be out there with another book, and I'll keep talking about the issues that are important.
All right. Thanks, J.D. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Take care, Brian. Thanks.
You got it. So we gave you a lot to talk about, from Cuomo's travails to what's happening in America to Donald Trump. I thought it was excellent speech. What do you think? You don't have to agree, but I definitely want to hear from you. 1-866-408-7669, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FAST for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog that saved her human after he suffered a stroke makes today's Dean's List. Brian Myers adopted a 6-year-old rescued German Shepherd named Sadie a few months ago from the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge in New Jersey. According to the shelter, Sadie had been surrendered by her previous owner when he moved. She was nervous around new people, especially men. But Brian felt a special bond with Sadie and decided to give her a new home. It turned out to be a life-saving decision. According to the shelter, Mr. Myers suffered a stroke while home alone. The sweet pooch kept him awake by licking his face and then dragged him across the room to his phone, which he was able to use to call for help. Brian says, "She's my hero. I love her to death, and I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't been there." Sadie, the superhero canine. You made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. There's no question we've all become a little more anxious in the age of COVID. But for some people, the health-related fears have become excessive enough to warrant a new classification, coronaphobia. Dr. Una McCann is professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
It interferes with a person's ability to function. So it crosses the border between sort of a nervous Nelly who's anxious about a lot of things to I can't get the things in my life done that I need to get done.
Dr. Nava Silton, psychology professor at Marymount Manhattan College says things like a walk or run can go a long way, as can keeping contact with friends.
Socialization is so important. And what I say that at this time, you know, even if you can't get out as much as you used to get out, try to do everything you can to, you know, get yourself outside.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I don't think Donald Trump, one, he'll be 78 years old, but I don't think he'll be our nominee for the reasons I've said. Over the last 4 years, we've lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Political campaigns are about winning. Our agenda does not move forward unless we win. We need a candidate who can not only win himself or herself, but we also have to have someone who lifts all boats. And that's clearly not happened over the last 4 years.
See, I don't think you could say he lost all three. Number one, as you mentioned, 75 million votes, the most of any Republican candidate. Number two, you also would say it would be a different story, everyone agrees, if there was no pandemic, which is once in a generation and a half. Number three is like he basically, every single sitting president outside W, who had the middle of the Iraq, war in Afghanistan, loses the midterm election, loses a body. So he lost it, and he almost got it back on year four, which was stunning. And in the Senate, this thing runs in cycles. And the Senate cycle was supposed to go to the Democrats. And in the midterms, he gained two seats in the Senate. So the Senate was supposed to go to the Democrats, and instead it was two impossible victories in Georgia that went to Democrats that allowed him to be 50-50. So you could look at all those things, the fact that he couldn't campaign, that he got the virus at the end. So I don't think any of those three things are really accurate in describing whether Donald Trump will have chances or not. This is the thing. The main thing that would stand Donald Trump's way is not 78 years old, I'll tell you that. It will be the legal challenges he has in New York City in particular. They're coming after him in a way I find is totally unethical and wrong. They're coming after him for things that he did before he was president. Now they're going to reexamine his taxes. Now they're going to reexamine his loans. Now they're going to reexamine his transactions. Literally, millions of pages of taxes over the last 6-7 years. And I think it's totally wrong, but if he gets through them just by paying a fine, he gets his companies back up. And if things continue to go his way, I think there's no end things that he does well in 2022. Of course he's going to get the nomination. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate okays a COVID relief package.
Senate passage came over intense Republican opposition and moves the bill one step closer to a milestone political victory for President Biden. The $1.9 trillion bill carries direct payments of up to $1,400 for most Americans, extended emergency unemployment benefits, and spending for COVID-19 vaccines and testing. It also provides billions of dollars to states and cities, schools, and ailing industries. Republicans criticize the bill for being too expensive. It now goes to the House for final passage. Bob Agner reporting.
At least 100 people gathered at the front of the Idaho Capitol Saturday to burn masks in protest against measures taken to limit infections and deaths caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Governor Brad Little, though, has never issued a statewide mask mandate, but seven counties and 11 cities have such mandates in place. Regulators in the UK and four other countries plan to fast-track the development of modified COVID-19 vaccines to ensure drug makers are able to move swiftly in targeting emerging variants of the disease.
Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said previously authorized vaccines that are modified to target new variants, quote, will not need a brand new approval or lengthy clinical studies. The new guidance was issued jointly by regulators in the UK, Australia, Canada, Singapore, and Switzerland. The guidelines build on the model already used to modify the flu vaccine in response to continual changes in that virus.
Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, dozens of people gathered in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion Saturday demanding accountability for police officers just days before a former Minneapolis officer is set to go on trial in the death of George Floyd. Security is tight ahead of jury selection, which begins Monday in the trial of the former officer, Darren Chauvin. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The 22-year-old poet who captured hearts at the inauguration of President Biden says she was followed home by a security guard Friday night who demanded to know where she lived because she, quote, looked suspicious.
Amanda Gorman posted to social media, "This is the reality of black girls. One day you're called an icon, the next day a threat." Gorman was the nation's youngest inaugural poet.
The norms and notions of what just is isn't always just.
Gorman, who lives in L.A., says she showed her keys and buzzed herself into her building, and the guard left with no apology. I'm Julie Walker.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries are scaling back their annual exercises this month due to the COVID-19 pandemic and also to support diplomacy focusing on North Korea's nuclear program, that according to officials. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities believe they have found the body of a Kentucky man who disappeared in the Grand Canyon last week.
40-year-old Jod Pettington of Walton, Kentucky, was thought to have entered the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona on or around February 23rd, abandoning his vehicle at the South Rim. He was believed to be traveling alone, possibly on a yellow 2005 Suzuki motorcycle, according to the National Park Service. After days of searching the area, National Park Service personnel spotted the body and a motorcycle below the South Kaibab trailhead. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Patrick Frost reporting.
Canada's health regulator has cleared Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to approve four different vaccines. Canada's pre-purchased 10 million Johnson & Johnson shots, along with options to buy another 28 million, the previously approved vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California State Senator Brian Jones recently introduced the Religion is Essential Act. For future emergencies, this bill will protect religious organizations from discrimination and any health, safety, and occupancy requirements that will impose a substantial burden on a religious service.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Seth John is going to be joining us. Jan is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He is the 11-year Army veteran who got wounded multiple times and played on the U.S. national team, seven-a-side Paralympian, the Parapan game, American Games, in 2015. So they said, U.S. Soccer said, hey, why don't you be on our board? And when he came out and was against U.S. Soccer going for the no-kneel policy, they decided to allow people to kneel during the national anthem. He spoke up and spoke out. So we're not a racist country. You shouldn't be taking a knee. I bled for this country. I bleed red, white, and blue. And they kicked him out. And his sponsors dropped him. We're going to talk to Seth about that. I'm Janice Dean, standing by. I got a brand new book out, Make Your Own Sunshine, Inspiring Stories of People Who Find Light in Dark Times. So before we get to Janice, let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
This is Dr. Elizabeth Dufort, who is in the appropriate PPE wear. Nice to see you, doctor. You make that gown look good.
Yeah, so inappropriate. Losing power. Dems voting to strip disgraced Governor Cuomo of his emergency powers, and it looks more and more like he won't finish out his term. We're going to look at his possible replacement and an emerging Republican who might just have a legit chance to win in 2022.
Number two.
I do not like erasing art. I do not think it's wise or smart. I think that these books are teaching tools. It's not an educational motive, in my opinion. I think it's an absolute outrage to remove books, period.
No kidding. I can't believe it. I agree with Joy Behar. The cancel culture has been canceling Shakespeare, Aristotle, Mr. Potato Head. And it's the first time I've said Mr. Potato Head right after Aristotle in my life. As well as Dr. Seuss. Should I add the Muppets? When's this going to stop?
Number one.
There's some really disturbing news today out of the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott has lost his mind.
The Texas governor said, COVID be dead. Everybody go ahead and open up. You get some COVID, and you get some COVID, and you get some COVID, and you get some COVID.
The media has a meltdown because of Texas's fight for freedom. Yup, Texas announces a 100% freedom for its state, prompting outrage from coast to coast. And that guy, Gavin Newsom, as outraged as anyone, which should be a compliment because he's the worst governor outside our governor. Meanwhile, vaccines are moving at hyper speed. Adults should get it. I have the option by May, just in time for kids to get back to school who never should have left school. Well, let's bring in Janice Dean right now, Fox News senior meteorologist, New York Times bestselling author, out with a brand new book just hours ago, or I should say, 24 hours ago, Make Your Own Sunshine, Inspiring Stories of People Who Find Light in Dark Times. Janice, welcome back.
Aw, thanks, Brian. And listen, I got to tell you, you have been a fan of the Dean's List.
Yes.
Since day one. So you made this happen.
Really? I think that you made it happen, but I had to underline what you were making happen already. I was saying, I love your Dean's List stories. It should be a great special on Fox Nation, and now you have it. It's on Fox Nation. Make your own sunshine. So if you don't have this app, go get it, and you can see the special. So Janice, tell us your first book and how it led to this one.
The first one was Mostly Sunny. It was a memoir released 2 years ago, 2 years ago almost to the date. And afterwards, you know, I had such a great response because, you know, the book, we all have our challenges in life, right? And I've had a few. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 16 years ago. Many people would think that that would, you know, end a career or, you know, make someone feel like their life might be over. For me, it was a door opening when I look back. It was to ground me and make me realize what is important. And although I love my job and I love the people I work with, I love working in New York despite the pandemic. It just made me realize every day is special and my family is what is most important. So when we were talking about writing another book, I wanted to focus on other people and, you know, people that do kind things for others. And the common thread through this book is all the people that are featured in each chapter have something they went through or a challenge that they overcame and afterwards decided they wanted to be a better human.
And especially through this time, you know, everybody went through a common, their lives have been altered in some way, shape, or form. Some people lost their lives, like your in-laws. Other people have long-term effects. We've even seen some elite athletes. I watched a special on HBO, on HBO Sports the other night. Some elite athletes are still having lingering breathing effects from this. And then there's other things, major hurdles. Do you want to share a couple of stories?
I wrote a lot of this during the pandemic, and I will tell you that for me, writing these stories during a dark time was like sunshine for me. I talked to one respiratory therapist, Roberto, who decided he was, you know, he was in charge of the ventilators, putting people on ventilators. And he, you couldn't see him because he was wearing head-to-toe PPE. And before the pandemic, you know, his patients would always say, we know him because of his smile. He has a beautiful smile when he walks into the room. And because he was wearing all the mask and the PPE from head to toe, they didn't know it was him. So he decided to put a picture of himself on his PPE, a laminated picture of him smiling so that people knew it was him. And he said that would brighten someone's day. And it actually, he posted it on social media. It went viral. And many healthcare professionals were doing the same thing so that patients would feel better seeing a real human being instead of the head-to-toe PPE.
Yeah, so people, of course, brighten people's lives when they're looking at maybe the end of theirs. You also have a guy named Garth.
Garth Callahan is the Napkin Notes dad. And I loved his story because I write jokes for my kids every day that I put in their lunchbox. But his story was so beautiful because he was writing napkin notes to his daughter Emma when she was young. He was diagnosed with cancer. He thought he was going to die. And the one thing he wanted to do was write years worth of napkin notes so that his daughter would remember him every single day. The beautiful story is he's still here. And there are shoe boxes full of napkin notes that have yet to be discovered by his daughter, who's now in college. So it's just a reminder that a little note can go a long way, not just for a child,
right?
But, you know, someone you care for.
Absolutely. And these are short stories. They're digestible and understandable and relatable. It's called Make Your Own Sunshine, inspiring stories of people who find light in dark times. So, Janice, not only are we used to seeing you 5 days a week doing weather, we're seeing you a lot on all different outlets, all different shows, FBN, FNC, talking about what's happened to your in-laws when they died of the coronavirus, when you found out it was preventable, when you found out that on policy they were taking in the beginning of this pandemic, almost a year ago today, in the beginning of this pandemic, taking seniors who were testing positive, taking them from hospitals, putting them back in nursing homes with really no facilities to contain the virus. And it spread like wildfire. And now we found out this really does target seniors. And most of all, they're the most vulnerable. And it wasn't just New York. It was New Jersey and it was Michigan. And for the longest time, Governor Cuomo was dodging and just avoiding this subject, did you realize when you started challenging the wisdom of this move that the governor was so reluctant to just answer your questions?
It's been a year now, like you mentioned. March 25th was when that order went out. We didn't know about it until it was too late. And when I didn't see the media covering it, that's when I decided it was time for me to tell my story. And when I saw Cuomo going on his brother's show on CNN with the giant cotton swab joking while body bags are being piled up outside of nursing homes, that's when my grief turned to rage. So I've been going full on for at least 10 months and trying to raise awareness that this governor is getting away with it. He literally is getting away with murder. And, you know, breaking right now, just recently, Brian, there is a connection with Cuomo and his hospital lobbyists and the nursing homes. We're beginning to see that money trail. I'm looking at this right now. Donations to Cuomo's campaign fund during the pandemic, this is reported by ABC News, by the way, $2.3 million. You know who the donors are? The same firms that represent nursing homes who then received immunity and raked in millions during the pandemic. So if that is not a money trail of corruption, I don't know what is.
But when he was asked a couple of weeks ago about this after the Attorney General came out with the report citing that they underreported the deaths that came from nursing homes, here's a little of what he said.
The report also says the information from nursing homes is often incorrect. It doesn't mean people didn't die, and it doesn't mean people won't die today. That is the curse of COVID. Why COVID? Why did God do this? I don't know. But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
Do you care?
Oh, so gross. It's just, and he's the only governor of the only state that didn't count those that died in the hospital, like my mother-in-law. And we found out the numbers he was giving were at least 63% undercounted. It wasn't until Letitia James, the Democratic Attorney General of New York, wrote a 76-page document saying that, yes, those were undercounted. And now we have proof from a top aide who was taped during a recorded meeting with Democratic lawmakers confessing that they covered up the numbers.
Yeah, and she said they froze because they were afraid of a presidential tweet. If that is in fact the reason and not other reasons, they were afraid that President Trump was going to go after him, so they avoided Donald Trump's Department of Justice, but not overall justice. Now, with this is a little surprising to me because I don't know much about him personally. I know his public persona is the personification of arrogance. But now he's being accused of sexual harassment three separate times. And I'm just wondering how much longer this can last. And is there a part of you that is a little concerned that we're not worried about the scandal of the nursing homes is being overwhelmed by the sexual harassment allegations?
Yes. And listen, sexual harassment, the Me Too movement is important. And if it's proven that this guy is a creep, which I believe he is, and it's all about power, by the way. Sexual harassment isn't about sex. It's about power. And this guy has been power hungry since day one. So I'm not surprised, but it's easier to hitch your wagon to Me Too, all these people like Hillary Clinton and Kristen Gillibrand, who didn't even care about the nursing homes and the 15,000 people that died in New York. Now it's easy for them to get on the bandwagon. So he's not very popular. He probably hasn't been popular for a long time. It seems easier for them to say, yeah, let's get rid of him for the Me Too stuff instead of the big stuff involving corruption and money and, you know, stuff that you could go to jail for.
Make Your Own Sunshine is the name of the book. Go grab it now. It's already a bestseller. Sure, it's going to pop up on the list, but on Amazon is the immediate counter. Janice, congratulations on doing another one. When most people were kind of sitting in place, you were actually writing a book while working full-time, while protesting and fighting for your in-laws and making sure justice is done for those other families in the similar circumstance. And it wasn't just New York. It's also Pennsylvania. It is also Michigan. And it's also New Jersey. Janice, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian, for your support from day one, my friend.
You got it. And check out her special on Fox Nation. You'll love it. Janice, great job. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again. Back with your calls in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Have you ever heard of anyone attributing their success to sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Getting back to school.
Catholic schools have been struggling throughout the pandemic as a weak economy weighed on parents' ability to pay private tuition. But some schools, especially those that have made in-person learning work, have seen a pop in enrollment. In Queens and Brooklyn, the pandemic has been a shot in the arm. There, enrollments are up 39%. And in Boston, the diocese there is saying enrollment is 15% higher. But even at schools that have seen enrollment gains, like Maria Regina in Hartsdale, New York, managing through the pandemic has not been easy. President Anna Pera.
I think all schools are seeing an impact because we've had to implement all these new protocols, which is an additional expense that was not in our budget.
In fact, according to the National Catholic Educational Association, Catholic school closures are 50% higher this year than last, equal to about 2% of the 6,100 Catholic schools running in 2019. In short, against all odds, some Catholic schools seem to be not only surviving, but thriving amid tough times.
Getting back to school, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Viggo Mortensen. Mortensen makes his directorial debut for his new film, Falling, which he also wrote and stars in, alongside Lance Henriksen. The film is about a gay man who takes in his conservative father battling dementia, leading their worlds to collide and paths to resurface. While fictional, Mortensen did take some inspiration from his life for the story.
Certain phrases, certain fragments of conversation, and obviously dementia. Both my parents had that, and I was very close to them.
His experience was key in how they portrayed dementia.
We, the observers and caregivers, can be confused, but they're really seeing and feeling and hearing these things, so it's tricky. You have to find ways, you have to be flexible, and you have to sacrifice your ego and not correct them.
As for the passion project being such a long time in the works, for Mortensen, it proved all the more rewarding.
I've learned from the good directors that you can never prepare too much or too early. So even though it was frustrating to be shot down several times before we found the financing.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player
Tiger win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today. And I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Why does the media and our politicians see the sex harassment story as a far bigger one than the rest home deaths? Sure, unwanted kisses are creepy, but compared to thousands of deaths, now you want him to resign over kissing but not death? I don't get this. Is the sex harassment story just a way to get distance from the rest home outrage? Or did the despised governor no longer serve a use to a media that needed him to get rid of Trump? Either way, the media decides for you and me what gets clicks. You've got sex and you've got death. Which is more fun to cover? At least Chris Cuomo doesn't have to choose.
He has to. He says, ethically, he could only talk about death. Because that was okay to kid around with the pandemic about, because the governor was getting all these accolades because he did a really good job on PowerPoint. But in terms of the actual stats, he did terrible. I think second in deaths, more in cases. And when push came to shove, he said, I don't do pandemics. He blamed the city strife on the mayor, okay? He blamed everything on Donald Trump, all right? Brief periods of time, he didn't. He said, I don't have any ventilators. It's not my fault. He should have had some type of rainy day fund. He did not have any PPE. He says, not my fault. And they wrote a book about his leadership, even though he had the worst numbers. And while the book's out, he publishes, get this, he publishes while he's going around, and it becomes a bestseller, by the way, not surprising, goes on all the shows. We get hit with the second wave. Anybody else would be embarrassed. But the guy that's been mocked pretty endlessly is Mayor de Blasio. He is not missing an opportunity to go after the governor. Cut 25.
If these allegations are true, he cannot govern. He would not be able to govern. It's as simple as that. You have to have trust from the people, and if you can't maintain that trust, you can't govern.
And Greg Gutfeld should rest assured, too. He knows the more serious trouble he is in is with the nursing homes. That's why he's retained a lawyer. Originally, they said he was handling both the sexual harassment allegations in this, but now it looks like it is just the nursing home lawsuits. Senator Marco Rubio says, let's put this in perspective. Cut 28.
These allegations are about a man in a position of power, okay? A position of power, a governor of the third largest state in the country who has a position of power over the people that now accuse him. It's that happened, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years ago. So the standard should actually be higher. And, you know, Al Franken resigned from the United States Senate under pressure from his colleagues because of some insensitive things he said to people on USO tours. These are allegations of someone using their power as a governor over a staff member, over someone who inferior to them in the power structure. So you think about that for a moment and how long it took for some of these networks to even talk about it. The only reason they're talking about it now is because there are three accusers.
And they started the Me Too movement, and it blows up in their faces. Anna Roosh is 33 years old. There's Charlotte Bennett, 25 years old. Lindsay Boylan, 36 years old. All for separate, all supporting each other, all for separate reasons. I am not jumping to conclusions. I'm reporting it. But I will say this. They are not waiting in the Democratic-controlled state Senate. They are already moving to remove his emergency powers. And his longtime ally, Speaker Carl Hastie, he is the one leading that charge. It's probably going to happen. Excellent. I also think it's great that 17 Democrats have now called for Cuomo to resign, even though he won't. I think that is excellent. Shows they stand for something, including 6 socialist state senators, legislators, who I did not know. There were socialists in New York City who actually ran on that party, but it seems just like that. I am curious to see the lieutenant governor and learn more about Kathy Hochul. Evidently, she's really tough, got a high rating from the NRA, is looked at as a moderate, independent Democrat. Man, could this state use that. 62 years old, got a ton of experience.
And allies with the allies of the lieutenant governor says she is definitely ready to lead this state. The quote was, absolutely ready. I'm intrigued. I'm also intrigued by Congressman Zeldin deciding he wants to run. That's a legitimate threat for Republicans.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Friends always give it to you straight.
This smells like pure politics.
This is a huge story all over the country.
And nobody's talking about it on television except us.
Watch Fox and Friends weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast, premiering on the Fox News Podcast Network, with the first episode available March 8th. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, foxnewspodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast, premiering March 8th.
I'm Tucker Carlson. I'm coming to Fox Nation very soon. Original documentaries that get deeper into the issues that actually matter. Tucker Carlson Originals. Also a regular podcast. It's coming soon, and it's only on Fox Nation.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums, and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl atomic power station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Retirement could be years away or a looming reality, but it's important to start taking steps to plan for your retirement future regardless of your age. Before you begin, you should take stock of where you are financially according to GoBankingRates.com. It's essential to decide on a realistic retirement date. If you want to retire before your full Social Security benefits kick in, you'll want to have other sources of retirement income to draw on. Also, if you retire before age 65, you won't have access to Medicare. care, so you'll need other health insurance in place. Other factors to consider for retirement planning include how aggressively you're able to save and how much you'll spend in retirement. Conventional wisdom is that you'll need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to live comfortably, and also gauge what kind of lifestyle you see for yourself in retirement. The best option for retirement planning is a 401k if you have access to one, and IRAs are also powerful tools. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. About 15 minutes, we'll be able to take some calls. Waiting on Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She'll be with us shortly. She's got a brand new book out called Flashlight Night, An Adventure in Trusting God. And also, she talks about raising a family in the pandemic, which I believe every single person on some level can relate to, because I think the whole planet, I don't really know any place, maybe New Zealand, but New Zealand overreacts. If you get one patient in New Zealand, they lock down the entire island. For more on New Zealand and their lockdown practices, let's go to New Zealand expert Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Brian.
Now, do you want me to introduce you as former Fox host or The View? Like, what means more to you?
You know the answer to that.
Well, I would hope Fox, but I don't want to. It's not up to me to tell people how they should answer.
Well, I think it's Fox, right?
Okay, good.
I'm pretty sure.
So
you guys were awesome. You were honestly such. Listen, every experience I've had has been incredible and fun, and I was just so thankful. I just wish I could be more of a morning person.
I know I should have got you a 1 o'clock show. I was giving away shows at that point. You never asked.
But then I wouldn't have been with you and Steve.
Oh, that's true.
Ainsley. I mean, our entire crew was awesome. I had so much fun. You all were the best to me. And I still have fun seeing you every morning. So.
And it was not easy. You know, Allison, right? It was not easy dealing with Elizabeth. How many times would I come into radio just complaining because she was so hard to deal with? And I think selfish.
Oh, my
Non-stop,
Elizabeth,
right?
Brian's been blessed with two of the most just generous and like largest hearted like co-hosts with you and Ainsley in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Right, I'm being sarcastic.
You know, Ainsley, gosh, what a dream. She's just walking sunshine. Y'all do such a fantastic job during hard times, so my hats are off to you. And if anyone out there is ever wondering exactly how hard Brian Kilmeade works and cranks all day, I am here to say you are the most hardworking, family-centered guys out there. And it was a privilege to be able to work next to and run next to someone like you, like Steve, like Ainsley, who work but don't make everyone around you pay for it. You know, you just really make their days better. So it was a privilege to do that with all of you.
Well, we are right back at you, but I knew you weren't going to stop working. You just wanted to fit family first. You went down. I won't tell you exact address. You don't want to give you exact address, but you moved to Nashville, and you have this balance of life. Your husband's still doing great on ESPN. Your kids are all thriving, and you have a book out now called Flashlight Night, An Adventure in Trusting God. Tell us about this, Elizabeth.
Okay, well, we're in a season of worry and what feels like a rise in anxiety that is real, okay? So, like, we know that kids are worrying. We know parents are worrying. We know anxiety rates are skyrocketing. And leading up to 2020, which was, if anything, felt like an unanswered prayer, I'm pretty sure the last year, when I think Easter, to where we're coming up to Easter now, felt like unknown, uncertain, and unanswered. It was the last year. And so we had this process in our house of just kind of working out our prayers on this chalk wall. I had a friend, young friend named Caroline, who showed me her prayer wall. And we made ours chalk. We saw hers. I felt so inspired. I'm like, we're going to do this in a way that works for our family. We made a chalk wall. And then we needed a little extra credit, Brian. So when we were asking the kids to pray about big things and put their fears up on a wall, just get it out so they weren't worrying alone, fearing alone, hoping alone, and they weren't carrying this like backpack full of stress around on their own, we all decided to get it out and let it out on this wall. And then we took a flashlight, shut the light off in the room. We had this flat chalk wall, and we would shine our light on things that we felt we could see answers in. When we were praying, we could see God answering. And then we would get honest with God and shut our flashlights off. And it felt a little sassy at first, but it was honest. And we have a God who wants us to be honest. So we shut our flashlight off and say, you know what? I don't see you working on this, God. I don't see the answer to this. This still feels dark. Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen my parents. My friend didn't make it. We were praying someone had another birthday. Our cousin just got injured. Like, all those things, flashlight off. Don't see the answer yet. But we're not going to give up on trusting in who you are, that you care about us, that you're working on it, and that one day we'll see it all. Even though we can't right now, we're still going to trust in the dark. And so that was just where Flashlight Night came from, and it's a story of two little kids getting out their stress on a wall, getting out their worries on the wall, and really getting honest with God with a Flashlight Night, where we get grateful, we shine our light on the things we see, and we get hopeful even when we cannot see. And so Flashlight Night is where you get honest and adventurous with prayer. And so it's been a fun thing to see. The inside of the book is actually a chalk wall for kids to write on, because that's way more fun. And it's just been a nice way to kind of process stress and worry in a season that I think we all kind of felt like, how do we articulate this to our kids well enough so they're not carrying this stuff alone?
And I just think that it's so apropos, because one of the big stresses is school. Not so much the homework. That used to be a stress. Not so much getting along with friends. That used to be a stress. Not so much the bus ride. Should I go to private or public school? No. The kids actually want to go to school. And now we mm-hmm. have this depression and suicide rate going up and this disassociation. And now unions getting in the way of public schools and politicians. And the kids are paying the price. And the suicide rate is going through the roof. So you have to find a way to deal with this. And for many parents, we're making it up as we go along anyway. No handbook
That's
for this.
Right.
But now in a pandemic, I'm not going to break out my manual from 1918 and think, how did they handle it? It's a totally different world right now. Also, parents listening, you try to get your kids off the laptop, off the iPad, off the iPhone. Now we tell them to put it on. So it goes, it's counterintuitive. So many
Everything
challenges
is.
Through this time, Elizabeth.
Everything is, Brian. And you know what? First of all, I saw the special interview that you did with that father from Chicago. And when I heard those statistics, it gutted me for the kids out there. It gutted me for the parents out there, because we are designed to be together. We're actually made for unity. We are created by God for unity and togetherness and that with feeling. And these kids have been without. And so I really believe that, you know, the time in this book, this is supposed to be out way before. And the timing of it, I think God just knew, because all these little kids who are walking through this process have a parent who's going through it with them. And to be able to, for a child to see, yeah, we have some things we're concerned about, but we're not giving up on hope because we can't see the answers. We need to be hope holders for one another. I pray that Flashlight Night is a way that we can do that with our kids as families. They see as a dad that you have things you're holding out hope for too, that you're not giving up because you know you have a God that doesn't give up on you. And I pray that these kids can use this way of being honest with God, not hiding things, because he sees it all anyway. He just wants intimacy and us to say it to him, like, God, I'm scared about this. God, I miss my friends. God, I just want to be in school. I never thought I'd want to sit in physics before, but I want to sit in a physics class with my friends. God, I never thought I'd want to run sprints again for my team. I hate running sprints, but you know what? I can't wait for the day
right.
I'm going to do that again. And these kids deserve to be together. In the meantime, and this betweeningful is what I call it, we need to arm our young children with ways to cope with fear and anxiety and stress, so that when they become teenagers, they at least have a method. And we're all just trying to do this. We're flying blind in a way in this season, but we're not flying without God. We're not flying without his eyes on us. And I really believe that. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that these kids, they really do thrive in school. They have eyes on them. They have meals. They have their friends. They need their friends. They need great teachers looking out after them. So I pray that this is a year that we do not have
right.
to see again. But I want to credit you for bringing that to the light, because too many kids are suffering right now, and that's on us. That's on our society that took these kids out of school for so long and took them out. There's a way to do it. There's a way to play football. And I know it's a hard line to walk, and everyone's trying to do the best they can. But when you look at those numbers, it is gut-wrenching. Right. Absolutely gut-wrenching.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, our guest, Flashlight Night, is out. Her book, it's Adventure in Trusting God, but talking about going through with a parent through this. So there's a way not to... by the way, Elizabeth was Division I softball player in college, and her husband, a professional quarterback, great quarterback, through college. That's where you guys met, and then over with the Giants and Redskins, and now and Eagles too, or no?
Eagles, yeah, Cardinals.
Cardinals too. So, and now he's an elite commentator with ESPN. It's a lot of he lasted a long time because he's so smart. He would explain to me because he would not. He can pick up defenses right away. So that's why he was so useful. You need to know your season's not going to fall apart because your quarterback went down. So Elizabeth, there's a way to make sure your kids doesn't get cut. And this is the best analogy I have because sports usually works for this. And that's not let them try out for the team. And I feel as though these public schools have said, I have a good way for these kids not to be in harm's way. I'm not going to put them in. I'm not going to let them try out for the team, not just in sports, but school. But there's a downside to that. They don't have the experience of life, of have friends, of failure, of success, of coming off the bench, being on the bench, starting in a lineup. That means going to school, in the hallways, the people you meet at your locker, in the gym. Instead, for almost a complete year, people listening to us right now have not had their kids in normal school. And that is not acceptable because you're never going to get these formative years back. And private schools have done it because they're not going to get tuition if they don't. Catholic schools have done it because they wouldn't be able to exist if they didn't. Public schools get paid anyway. That's the point, isn't it?
Well, there seems to be a motivation one way or the other. And listen, Brian, anytime fear is a motivating factor, we know who the author of fear is. Okay, so I'm going to take it to a place where, and if anybody's listening, like I do believe we are coming to the end of this. And I like to listen, even if I've had a hard race, I'm going to try to get myself through the end of that finish line sprinting hard. Like I believe that God wants us to finish strong as we can where we are, as weak as we feel in this time. I pray that this is a season that we can finish in hope. And I also believe, listen, I think every parent out there feels sick about not from COVID, I pray, but we all feel sick that this has happened to this year of education for all the children that have faced either a season of quarantine, a year of quarantine, almost a year of quarantine, online learning, remote learning. I think we know that that is we're doing the best we can, but that there's better for them. I believe that we have a God who multiplies minutes. I believe that we have a God who's going to take care of these kids, and he's building in them something. It might be named resilience, and it might be named fortitude. Whatever they are discovering in this season, God is going to multiply, and he's going to use it well for them. He always uses a season of struggle to make us stronger. And so I want any parent out there who's listening, this has been hard for our kids. Well, it's been hard as parents, but I believe that God will restore what has been lost this year. It doesn't mean it hasn't been lost. It's been lost.
But I'm going to, I can't keep up with you in God analogies and parables. What else? Excerpts. But Elizabeth, I'll give you this. Doesn't God help people that help themselves? And there's a big push. One thing, in reference to the Chicago story, this father came on to talk about his son, who was so disheartened because he's a quarterback of the football team. He had something like 12 opportunities to go to college to play Division II or Division III as a quarterback. But he could not get on the field. He could not get in the classroom. He wasn't seeing his friends, and he killed himself. And they noticed how many people through his town, and when this tragedy hit him, he realized he's got to go out and go to bat, not to get kids, not to get quarterbacks behind center, but to get kids back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are said, if you don't like what your school district is doing, get on the school board. That's taking action. You go out there and you let them know this is not okay. I know that you're a Democrat or Republican. Nothing to do with it. You have to go take action because when it comes to kids, there are no parties. I don't care who wins. If you're going to hurt my kid, you are. It is game over. And these public school officials have hurt kids because they didn't hustle. They didn't try. And the reason why I know it is because I've seen the stuff that I've seen the plexiglass around the desks. I've seen the separation in the halls. I've seen the arrows on the floors. I've seen the schools that did it. And they weren't the rich schools. They were the principals and superintendents that cared enough to try.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. I think sometimes facing fear means moving forward in a different way. And I think we saw the schools that could, and we saw the schools that would. And there's a big difference. We know that there's a could in every situation almost, right? And the schools that would for our children, hats off to you. If you're a teacher who's been desiring to teach your kids, and listen, there are teachers out there who are desperate to be in the classroom because they know they might be the only eyes on a child that day that seem to care if they're okay. That's where it guts me. These children need to be in school. It is the best thing for them. You know, Grace and I went to Haiti about 2 years ago, and in the midst then of rioting, pandemics, disease, you know what they didn't give up on? Education for their children.
Exactly.
When they could, they would. So this nation needs to be that for you, and I will do it for you. And I pray that every educator and every school board member and every principal of every school, listen, if you've done it and given it a try, I am beyond grateful because our children need it. If you didn't, I pray that you can just fix it and not do that same thing ever again and make it better for these kids. I can be recklessly optimistic about things, but I also, when I heard your story and your coverage of what is going on with these young children, if we need any more evidence after that where these kids belong and where they thrive, there's a problem.
We got to get this woman a talk show. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, congratulations on your book, Flashlight Night, An Adventure
Thanks,
in
Brian.
Trusting God. Yes.
You're the best.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Congratulations. I hope to see you soon in person. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. Just to wrap things up, a lot of the craziness out there is anti-Americanism. One crazy thing, we did Mr. Potato Head a little bit last week, did a lot on television, but now this Dr. Seuss, who rhymes with nonsensical characters, who likes to teach people to read. This is Read Across America Day, and traditionally that's been a time for presidents to kick it off, always with Dr. Seuss books, because this is his birthday, March 2nd, but now they're not doing it. And because evidently there were some characters that referenced that might have had some not pro 2021 politically correct references. So they've banned, evidently they've pulled, the publishers pulled about 6 or 7 books. That's not unusual. Publishers are pulling books like crazy now. This is what Barack Obama said about Dr. Seuss way back in 2016. So he's got to feel really bad about this. His whimsical wordplay and curious characters inspire children to dream big and remind readers of all ages that a person, no matter how small. Wow. What was Barack Obama thinking? Shouldn't he give America a big apology? The next year, he writes in a proclamation, he described Dr. Seuss as one of America's most revered wordsmiths. Wow. He's got to regret that. No, or he doesn't regret it. We've become so politically correct that people are out of their freaking minds. Trump said, that, must have been funny, I must have missed this. He urged Americans to always remember the still vibrant words of Dr. Seuss, quote from Donald Trump in 2018. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Now, does that sound poisonous to kids? But it does to a Virginia school district, and it does to a group called the Southern Poverty Law Center, who sponsor Learning for Justice, a liberal education advocacy group. They have made sure, through a study, that Dr. Seuss books aren't out there. They claim the characters are all about white people. Unbelievable. But true. People got to start fighting back against this. If you think it's just celebrities or high-profile authors, you're crazy. They're coming after all of us until people start saying enough. Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, order any of my books. You show them then. Have you ever heard of anyone attributing their success to sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.